Okay. This is usually the Fanable.com role-playing podcast. Today we're going to play Marvel Heroic. I should have remembered the name the second time we tried this role-playing thingy. Starting from my left, you know the drill.
All right, this is Dan. I will be playing Jason Ebert, the Aqualad superhero. Aqualad superhero. yeah, that's pretty much should tell you all you need to know. There's water, and he is a superhero. Next.
I am Otto Schubacher. I am sometimes, unfortunately, known by the media as Mass. It is probably because I am a man of incredible girth, but I like to think of it also as a man of incredible heart.
Aww.
Going on.
This is Angela. I'm playing Petra Stewart, and she controls magnetism, and she's totally the best at it. And so anyone that questions that is really kind of uncool, and she will let you know that you are uncool.
Really?
For doing that.
So gross.
Seriously, so gross.
My name is Black Block. You don't need to know my fucking name because I represent the collected anger of the people who are consistently crushed beneath the boot of the bourgeoisie. And that the way that I rise up is the way that you can rise up too. And a message to all of my would-be enemies, you shouldn't fight me. You should join me.
Justin, did you get the biology homework?
Yes!
Okay. Well, that happened. Okay. Sorry. Black Block, or Justin Wellesby, you received a message on your patrol. No, actually. Now, as Black Block, you go out fighting the man, but every once in a while, to show that you're one of the good faith, you fight crime. You fight the petty theft, and so on and so forth. And in one of those cases, you saw a couple of thieves trying to steal someplace from a diamond shop, a classic superhero trope. So you went in, no, you crashed in, pretty much destroying all the glass inside of the store. You grab one of them, and one of them has a message for you.
Okay.
we were in here for it's a, like a wheezy little guy. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a team of three, wheezy, like all wheezy, and you look at them like. They don't look that good at anything. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, sorry, we were here for like 3 hours waiting for you, dude. I mean, really?
There were more crimes to fucking stop, not just yours.
Time? Anyway, no. Dude, we got a message for you that he told us to tell you, or he'd do things to us. It's El Gato.
I drop the guy. Or I'm not that strong, so I kind of let him go.
He's just wearing like
threatened with the real cat.
In the back of your brum. Nice. Okay. He hands you a letter.
Alright.
Oh, yeah. he hands you a letter. He's like, you open it up, he's like, my mortal enemy. Black Block. Understand that the time for our final trial is upon us. Come tomorrow night to the city center, and there we shall train.
Okay, I'll crumple it up. That's right. Right, tomorrow, city center, throw it over my shoulder.
Okay.
You know what I really hope happens? Like, tomorrow night, and then. But you know what? This is silly. You know, I have a lot of things I gotta say.
Alright, look at the three guys, and I'm like, alright, well, I'm gonna let you off easy. And I dig into my coat and I hand them Unity Occupy Wall Street. There you go. Okay, support the movement. Support the movement.
Okay, we promise that we promise to seriously think about.
Don't let anybody tell you that you guys are supposed to do this. All right, the very least you can be, if you're going to be criminals that I have to beat the shit out of, you can at least own it.
Okay, sure.
I back out with my fist in the air.
Can you stumble a little bit?
Like, yeah, exactly. I stumble and I cut across, and then I realize like. And I bend down to do my super jump, and I hear woo, and I look around and run.
All right.
So anyways, the next night, you guys can use these for whatever those things.
This is my unity with Occupy empire.
We are the 0.00001% of superpowers. Wait, this is, it doesn't work as a chant, guys.
I lost track of how many zeros there are.
We are a very small demographic of very pissed off mutants.
Okay. Very small slither of pie.
Would you do any preparation before the next night?
Yeah, totally. I'd assemble my gear of M80s, flashlight, of more pamphlets. I gotta print more of those. I'd have pepper spray, Vaseline for in case I get pepper sprayed. Fucking gun. I'm like
something practical.
I'm like, look at the gun. I realize it won't fit with like my water bottle with anarchist like writing all over it. So I just kind of put the gun down and put the water bottle in my bag. Oh, and a bottle of Jack Daniels and a long cloth and a lighter.
Okay,
just in case.
Just in case.
I just see him playing like Halo is practicing like as the Iron Tiger. Strength, strength,
strength. All right, how do you get there? What's your car alarms?
What just happened?
My character camera shows like the where are we meeting again? Where is it?
The center square.
City square.
Yeah.
Okay, so it shows like a park outside of the city square. at the city square, the camera pans back. It's a beautiful evening, and you hear a crying from out in the distance, and then something crisscrosses over the moon and shatters down onto the ground, causing a huge ripple of kinetic energy outward. And slowly, as the dirt fades away, you see Black Block in his black hoodie, black bandana mask with black goggles and black clothes, clutching his bag like a child in the middle of the giant crater, like shaking a little, and he goes, "Ow." And he looks around slowly for anybody who saw that, and he gets up. Gotta work on that.
Okay.
Gato, I'm here. Covered in whiskey. Why did I think that was a good idea?
There's a bunch
What's
of
that?
Hobos following you now.
I'm going to say for you that you went to a popular nightclub that night that's near the city square, and you heard the massive crash off in the distance.
Which could only mean one thing.
Trouble is afoot.
Okay.
I can see it's like a jello game. Like, hey guys, look how drunk I am. I can still save lives.
Hello, I'm underage.
Okay.
I can't drink.
And I'm going to say, since you're Aqualad, you're patrolling. City sewer.
I am, in fact, patrolling.
Whatever you do.
Yeah, I patrol.
Okay.
A water source without too much water.
Soup kitchen.
And you want to...
soup kitchen.
The soup kitchen nearby. All right.
Serving food soup is
would you guys know,
as much of his
would you guys know Black Block and his certain level of how he travels?
No, I just
how
know
long
Justin.
Have you been here?
Been doing this for maybe about 7 months.
I think my character knows of... Yeah, no, not of you. Well, knows that this is your MO of you crashing the shit.
Okay.
This massive gentleman, easily about 800,000 pounds.
800,000?
Yeah, 800 to 1,000 pounds. He slowly takes off his apron, which barely just covers a slither of his like chest. It's like up here. It's more of a bra than like an apron. He sets it down, looks over to Judy, who's this really old woman, and is like, "Excuse me, Judy, I'm going to have to ask you to take over for me right now as I check this out." I nod, I give her a little pat on the head, and I'm just slowly waddling towards the exit.
Okay. As it's happening, you hear a brrrring. You still have no idea how he makes the guitar sound. Ah, mi enemigo. It's been too long. You see before you El Gato. El Gato is a man who always dresses... He's huge, like all muscles, 7 foot tall, bulging biceps man.
Uh-huh.
who always wears a fine suit, but a Mexican wrestling luchador mask. And from what you know about it, like, because you fought him long enough to get a bit of his personal history,
mm-hmm.
he was so angry that Mexican wrestling was never considered a sport beyond outside of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
that he wanted to prove that Mexican wrestling is just as valid as any type of fighting force by becoming... His ultimate goal is to become the best supervillain in the world, have everyone fear him, and finally everyone will fear properly Mexican wrestling.
So noted.
Okay.
This is the monologue he always gives.
Okay. And one day, they will know. So, my friend, my enemy. Usually we... How is this we go? We have the fights. One mm-hmm. of us goes to jail. Usually you cause so much damage. I usually run away. But this time I have a new patron. And he wants something a little different. So, you ready to go?
You're working for somebody now, Gato? That's slow even for you. I thought the idea of being a supervillain was that, you know, you make your own hours.
Yes, well, yes, someone's got to stop somewhere.
That's funny, because now the cat is the bitch.
Well, I was going to be...
I give you gold, Gato. I cannot believe you're not even smiling at that. All right, you want to fight somewhere else? We can fight somewhere else. Whatever. I'm down.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
You're
going to
try. All right, I go sailing backwards off my feet 10 feet, and I land back into the crater.
Okay. You do notice something, because there's no rolls for, like, awareness mm-hmm. and stuff. I'm just going to role play it out and see mm-hmm. how it goes. You do notice right away, though, he threw you a lot farther than usual.
Oh.
And for the first time, you see his normal clothing
mm-hmm.
stretched out a little bit. He feels mm-hmm. uncomfortable. He just rips it off.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Jim just, his, like, he's bigger mm-hmm. now somehow.
He's
like,
shirtless now?
He's shirtless now. Showing off the pecs. He's like, now... It is going to get serious, my friend.
Oh. Old cat, learn new tricks. You know what? Come back to me.
Okay. I'm going to say you all three are... about around the same time, you all start rushing in, seeing him getting his... pretty much getting his ass beat by one punch, flying across the city streets.
Are the rest of us familiar with El Gato?
You are aware of him? Like, how much crowdfunding have you guys?
I used to be a hero back in the day.
Okay.
More of a...
So, not necessarily, you know, Alberto, but you know he's a criminal, as far as I know.
We might not recognize him on site, especially if he's mm-hmm. hulking out now.
Okay. I would say your character would know this, because you can tell, like, the way he's posing is like when those guys try to impress you. Like, he's posing for someone, yet he's unconscious. He doesn't know anyone's looking.
Huh. Huh. Interesting.
And you hear him say, "Get up, Black Block. The show must continue."
I ain't on the ropes yet. That was both a wrestling joke and a boxing joke. I step out of the crater and drop my bag. All right. Let's do this. Wait, I thought you said you wanted to go somewhere. You know, we can do this right now. And I throw a rock at him.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's roll the dice.
All right, here we go. New system. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Failure. Right? Okay, so going from the top, I am working solo. Oh, wait. Do we do initiative?
Initiative is whoever wants to go first and working it out. And basically,
that's right. It's voluntary.
It's voluntary, but I can modify that. So if I use some dice from my Doom pool, I can have the enemy go first if I want.
Oh,
but beyond
right.
that, it's you guys decide who goes first.
Cool. All right. I am... going solo,
mm-hmm.
so it's a D10.
Mm-hmm.
I am... None of my distinctions are going to fit, so I'm going to skip that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using kinetic control throw.
Mm-hmm.
Is it D10, right? Is it D10? Good. And I am a combat... master.
How many points do we have right starting out?
Two.
Two? Okay,
yes,
so everybody gets two of these
yeah.
fights. For those of you playing along at home, we are handing out poker chips.
Okay.
Alright, so I roll these three dice.
It's combat, actually.
Because none of my distinctions work at all.
I'm going to put Okay.
So I got a 7, a 6, and a 10.
Okay.
So I'm... How does this work again? I'm going to...
Okay, you can choose 2. You can use a PowerPoint. A plot point to increase it by... To use a third one if you want. And then... And you can, there's also the cheat sheet you can use to see what you can use with the plot points.
Okay, I'm not going to use a plot point right off the bat.
Okay.
So I'm going to combine the 7 and 6 to... That's actually no good. I'm going to say the 6 and the 10 for a 16 and a power of 7. Or actually a power of a d10.
Okay, and that's an effect dice, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I go.
Okay, so what I just did was, of these dice that I rolled, I need to combine 2 of them for the best roll, the highest number that I want, and that would be the number he has to roll against in order to dodge, resist, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's another dice known as the power level?
The effect dice, yes.
And that's, in this case, effectively, the level of damage you'll see on the side here, the physical and mental damage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Instead of health levels, a lot like White Wolf, they're instead denoted by the kind of dice that just got inflicted on you. It's way easier to think of them as health levels, though. Mm-hmm. Just imagine them as squares. But right now, I'm trying to do a D10 worth of damage, which is the second to most powerful, to Elgato. That's why this is called the effect dice, is how powerful, if I succeed, it should be. It took me 2.5 hours to learn that.
He's now going to try to react to you, trying to block you. You do notice immediately, as soon as it hits, he's getting, usually he tries to dodge out of the way. He just stands there, showing off, chest pouting out, like he's posing for a camera or something like that. And that's important because he has a distinction called show-off.
Interesting.
Okay. What did you score?
I got a 16.
Okay. He got a 15.
Okay.
Very nice. So I'm going to use a dot for my Doom Pool.
Okay.
And I'm going to increase that by 2.
Okay.
So now he blocks it.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically just, it hits his chest and then just bounces off. Ah, you're right, I did learn some new tricks. Want to show you another one?
What the hell?
He jumps at you.
Why did I say hell? I said fuck!
He's going to get his hit in. Alright. So much preparation for this. Now, I can't remember specifically. If I get roll ones when I'm rolling my dice, does that opportunity for you guys? I can't remember.
Don't recall.
Oh, yeah, that's an opportunity for me, right?
For opportunity for me. Does that mean you get plot points or opportunities for...
It means that I don't remember. I just remember it's called an opportunity if your opponent rolls ones.
Okay, because I know if you roll ones, I can give you a plot point, and then I can grab it, use it, add it to my dice pool.
I think I can spend a plot point to totally... Oh, I can spend a plot point to add a situation or whatever, a modifier, basically, for
your
table.
Reaction, pretty much.
For the table, yeah. So, for instance, if you tried to kick me and you rolled a one, I think I could spend a plot point and say, I actually block and shatter your shin, so now you're going to be hobbled. And so it's going to be like a D6 thing, hobbled, if anybody tries.
Okay, that works.
I think.
Okay, so anyway, he rolled badly. So he got 11. He's jumping at you right now.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to say that I am still solo.
Mm-hmm.
I am... None of that shit has to do with me. So I'm skipping distinctions again. I'm going to use a kinetic shield. And I am a combat master. Mm-hmm. And I am going to, I'm going to get a 17 with a D10.
And I did roll a 1, so you can use an opportunity. What do you suggest?
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to... Here's my plot points.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say... Come back to me.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to assume you dodge out of the way.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to dodge out of the way.
Okay. So you see him dodging out of the way of the blow. Now you guys can come out.
I do the heroic thing. Okay. I take out my phone and I'm calling the authorities.
Okay. Next. Who's next?
I'm on a nearby rooftop patrolling.
Okay.
I see this. I see that normally I do patrol, so I know I'm going to assume that I've seen like these two tangle at some mm-hmm. point in the past, and so I know normally this guy's not that tough. Blacklock clearly needs assistance this time.
Which die rolled a 1, by the way? It's important.
Oh, okay. D8.
D8?
I actually rolled 2. I'm not sure if that meant. I rolled 2 ones.
I think I would have to buy them both.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you have to buy use a plot point to buy the extra one, I think. Is that it?
I don't.
But it's a D8, so. But yeah, I'm going to assume like ones for your extra effects that you can use for them to your advantage for now, and then we'll figure out everything else. Anyway.
Okay.
So
I'm like, I from the roof of, Elgato, I am taking you down for the count.
You see that I do, yeah.
And I do a water blast, yeah.
As soon as you say his name, you hear, bring, what?
And I'm like shooting straight for his head.
Okay. Boom,
water blast, you know. So, all right, so now it's my turn to roll. I have no idea how do I roll things.
Just go down the list. Are you, you're part of a team, you're technically part of a team.
Part of a team, or you know, like my main thing is buddy. Then
team oh, all right, buddy. Yeah, yeah. Actually, so, no, it's only the two of you right now.
Right
because
now,
he's on the phone.
So I might as well. Yeah, I get
so
buddy.
Use your buddy. And then right, from so, there,
so
any distinctions that fit.
Let me see. So I've got moving to be a hero. Is that all you've got? And no one dies on my watch.
No one dies on my watch. My fit.
Yeah. All right. So so that gives me another D8.
Here
because
you go.
You look like he looks like he might die.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that gives me a D10 for buddy, a D8 for the distinction, right? Or yeah, D8 for the distinction.
Puns are so important for the.
Okay.
So D8 for the distinction, and then my power water control is another D8. I mean, not water control. Sorry, water blast. So they're all eights.
Or right? Multiple times. The opportunity. You can use it once for one character. Use it once.
I can spend another PP to make it. I think I can make it permanent
uh-huh.
for the rest of the scene,
uh-huh.
but I'm going to keep it as a disposable. So,
okay.
For those of you fighting Elgato, we have a disposable card known as Pussyfoot. Elgato is barefoot, exposing his sensitive soul.
So, if you want, you can use add an extra D8 to your roll using the Pussyfoot ability.
Yeah, but once you use it, it's gone from the.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm
okay.
trying to get him, like, you know. All right,
so roll it.
So, another D8 that makes 4. Yeah, 3D8, 1D10. That's all my dice, right?
Uh-huh.
All right,
rolled it
so.
Up.
Roll.
So, are you using the Pussyfoot?
Did you get a 1?
Yes.
You are?
I did, in fact, get a 1. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a plot point, and I'm going to add a... What is that you rolled? A D10?
That mm-hmm. was the D10. That right. was what got a 1, yeah.
So now I add a D10 to my Doom pool. All
right. And I got... Okay, so I rolled these numbers. What do they mean?
Okay. So what you want is add the two biggest ones together for your roll, and
yeah.
if you want, you can use a plot
that was
point.
A 7 and a 5.
Yeah. You can use a plot point to actually increase... Add in another die to that to increase the number.
Yeah, but the other dice isn't really large enough to make it worth it. So
okay.
7 plus 5 is 13.
Okay, 13. All right. His go. He's going to go... He's still solo. D8. Luckily, none of his stitches really fit. E10. And I'm going to re-roll that D8. So that's a 2. That's a
1.
So many opportunities for our characters. Alright, so you can use an opportunity, but... All
right.
2, 4... Yeah. He's... Actually, yeah, he's pussyfooted. So basically, like, he tries to, like, just put on his normal stance, but he hurts his foot, like, oh! God damn it! Oh, boom! he starts rolling in the water away. I am going to kill every single one of you. What do you
guys? So...
Sorry, so,
he's
so
just
since
a kind of
you got a 1, did we get an extra opportunity?
You and I have an opportunity.
I now have an opportunity. All right, I'll make it.
It was, just to be clear, was the opportunity what you wrote, David, with the pussyfoot?
That's gone now.
It's
gone.
Well,
I know, but that
yeah.
was the use of
yes.
opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I did was he rolled a 1. I get to buy with a
plot point.
With a plot point, I get to buy that type of dice
uh-huh.
and then write down a, like an improv game, I get to write down a situation
okay.
that came from him botching that role. If you spend an extra plot point, and actually I think, oh, any of us can do that, by the way.
Yeah.
If
like
somebody's,
I could have jumped in and said, I want that.
Actually, no, what it actually does is if anybody spends an extra plot point, then that makes it permanent for the rest of the scene, so we could constantly be using the fact that he's barefoot
right.
As a buff.
Right, but that's gone now, so opportunity
yeah.
I'm taking is basically
okay.
water in his eyes. He's, you know, he's
blinded.
Yeah, temporarily
okay.
blind.
Write it
out.
Okay.
So you use that now.
Awesome.
Okay, and that was a D8, just so you know.
We are going to run out of dice real fast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy this dice rolling game from Apple, but it's asking me for 6 different security codes.
Wow.
Alright.
It's like, it's not that secure.
Take
just
my money!
Shut up and take my money. Steve.
Water in your eyes. I like it.
Okay.
So, just to keep him down, I'm going to use Magnetic Blast just to be like, and you're staying down.
Okay.
I don't want him to get back up. That's what I'm thinking.
How are you going to hold him down?
It's not really holding him down. I hate this game already. Yeah. It makes me think too much.
Okay.
No, I'm just basically I'm just kind of how he blasted him with water. I'm just blasting him with like kind of this magnetic energy I have just to keep him off his feet.
Nice. Is he wearing jewelry?
It would have to be a ferrous based jewelry. So it'd be have to be iron, copper.
Well, there are cars around and stuff like that. You can probably swing at him.
That seems really lethal.
On the other hand, you did just see this guy like take a rock to the chest and go like.
That's true.
So,
is there like a lamp post nearby?
There's always a lamp post.
Of course, there's always a lamp post. I want to take a lamp post, bend it, and use it as like a kind of like a belty thing to keep him down, pin him
what
down.
What you can actually do if you pass the roll is use one of your effect dice to create a complication instead of causing stress.
Okay.
And what that basically does, instead of causing stress to the character... Actually, did you guys... We didn't even go over stress much.
Nope.
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't pass. So, one of you guys was your effect dice, right?
Yeah.
Find out whichever one it was, and that's how much stress he took from that attack.
Well, I'm guessing the last dice that's left, because I had 4 and 1, so I'm going to take the 4.
Okay, so it was a D4?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took
D4. No, it wasn't a D4. It was a D8.
Okay, so he's at DH stress. Now,
oh, okay.
Physical
okay.
stress.
Okay.
But yeah, you can use turn it into a complication instead, and other people characters.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Because I had 2 dice. I had a D8 and D10. The D10 was the one that rolled the 1. But I can use that D10 to be the effect?
If it wasn't the 1, you could have.
If it wasn't the 1.
Yes.
Okay, so it has to be the D8.
Yes,
all right,
yeah,
got
it has to be
8.
So
okay.
Now he's at physical stress of D8.
Got it.
And a little annoyed.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I would use... I'm using Magnetic Mastery to take the lamppost. Clearly my words are with me today.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I pass him with my effect, then it will be used to have the complication of pinned down at
yes.
whatever level that is. Okay. Alright, so I'm now officially working as part of a team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is not officially a team.
Yay. Alright, back to my dice roller. Which is going to be...
I like to use my power to do stuff to the guy.
Plus, I'm using magnetism, so I get Mistress of Magnetism, which is
mm-hmm.
another D8.
Mistress of Magnetism.
I'm using Magnetic Mastery, which is a
D10.
Mm-hmm. And bending to my will when attacking against metal at a D6. So many dice. And yeah, that's... Yes. Okay, so roll it. Oops, okay, I've got a 1 as my D6. So, I'm taking...
Okay.
What is that? Alright, so I've got...
This is pretty cool.
13 is my my action,
mm-hmm.
and I have a D10 for effect.
And you can, like, lock a dice.
Oh, wait, no, it's actually
it
going to be a
D12. And the others keep rolling.
D12?
Yes, because I get, with
yeah.
the bending to my will special effect, I get to step up my effect dice by 1.
Does it cost anything, or you just...
Or you can pick up a single dice.
SFX usually
costs
a power point, doesn't it?
Oh, does it?
It depends on the power, I think.
It didn't say anything about that.
But it was a villain that you were reading from.
Well, but it was set up to be, like, a player character.
Yeah,
there's a cat down there. Yeah. I can make it a... spend a plot point.
Yeah, I think you spend a... We'll
right.
figure out the... You might want to check on it just to be 100% sure for later use. But yeah, it sounds good.
And there was a D6 that rolled a 1 for your Doom Pool.
D6?
Yes.
Mine. This is D10, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do this again. He's still solo. So alone. He's annoyed, so I'm going to re-roll that. And then I'm going to do... Yep. Enhanced durability and combat. Oh, we do have an extra D8. Master. What did you roll?
13.
Okay. This was an 8. I'm just going to use, and he rolled 1 more 8. I'm going to remember that's a 3. So he had a... You had 13?
Yes, 13.
Okay, well, he rolled a 16 with those two eights.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to go, like... breaks the metal apart.
I'm just like, what?
I am going... But I said that already. Oh, man, I really got to work on my lines. Yo, man. When I become ultimate supervillain, I got to write a book about things to write. And this is a book called, like, Guide for Supervillains. He's just... wait, I'm sorry. I'm fighting. And he looks off in the distance.
I can't interject, can I? Okay. Are we still on rounds?
He's still on rounds. But I'm going to say, like... I'm going to personally say, because it's clear now you're, like, doing anything. I mean, he's mm-hmm. distracted for a second because he's thinking of his one-liners. He's thinking over his one-liners currently. Perhaps I should go with a bit more Spanish and show my heritage. I don't know. All
right. No, I want to hear his running dialogue in both English and Spanish. Is that right?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to give it to it as un pejero. No. Hijo de puta! No, Keith will be watching. No, I can't do that. No, it's... maybe some music in about some mariachi bands? No, not the mariachi band. Never seen too many mariachi bands. Or someone from the Mexican Wrestling Federation. Oh, that would be cool. I'll get one of the good refs. That one from that one match, he's a good one. I can do all my magic. But I don't need a ref for a match. It wouldn't make any sense. I'm a supervillain. I don't go against the rules. But I love the rules.
Rock goes into his throat. Now, I don't know how I assigned this. So, I'm going to say, like, a D6, I guess.
Okay.
But right now, Elgato is suffering from Cat Got Your Tongue. Elgato is traumatized by the loss of his voice.
Excellent.
It's worth a D6.
Okay.
That's and nice. For those of you playing along at home who find out that I'm doing this totally wrong, apologies. I don't really understand the system.
We'll work it out as we go along. But it's fun so far. Okay. Making up this stuff.
Let's not understand the system.
Okay, so that was your action.
For us.
So that was your action. I'm going to say he's distracted by the stuff in his car, so he's going to go last.
Did I get a hold of the authorities?
Hello, this is 911?
Excuse me, this is Otto Schuwacher. I just
wanted to... Oh, I love that YouTube video. I believe future. I was laughing with my daughter for hours. She's 10. She thinks
you are failing to follow regulations. That
yeah. What do you do?
There is an accident that has occurred. Two gentlemen are in the process of destroying the downtown area in the central. I give them the. I would recommend. I start going just through the motions of telling them what's going on.
Well, it's a superhero fight.
Yes,
I hate those so much. All right. Well, why aren't you doing anything about it?
The first thing you need to do is to inform the people who are paid by the city to, so we don't superheroes don't end up taking their jobs.
Wow. I apologize.
You apology accepted.
Okay.
Thank you, and I will make sure that they are not destructive.
Okay.
Do I even know who either of these guys are? You didn't really make that clear.
You know them from the news. You've heard of Black Walk. He's caused a lot of property damage. You heard of news about Elgato. He's not really a crime boss, but he's trying.
Who's
to
the criminal here?
It's hard to really know, but it doesn't seem like a fair fight for Black Walk.
Okay.
You know definitely Elgato's a criminal. Black Box is Black Block is a little iffy.
Cool.
Okay.
Hairball.
That's Elgato.
It is in fact Elgato right now.
Thank you for helping us go for it.
Okay.
Providing sound effects and everything.
Okay. Aqualad.
Yes. All right. Well, he's clearly off balance,
actually,
so I'm going to flow in and see if I can knock this guy out in person.
All right.
I've got enhanced strength, so I'm going
punch
to...
Punch him in the face.
Basically. Effectively,
okay.
Punch him in the face.
All right.
Aqua punch! All right, so that would be a... let me see here. Okay,
no,
this is officially now a team effort. So, D8 for team. D8 for aqua punch. I'm a combat expert, which either gives me a D8 or 2D6. Which should I take? D8 or 2D6? I'm going to go with the D8. I'm not going to complicate my life too much yet. Right, and I think that's about all I can take there. So I roll. This D4. And I roll two ones and a four.
Oh boy.
Two ones and a four?
Yeah.
Two ones?
Two ones and a four.
I love. Give me the. What do you get a one in?
D8. They're all D8s.
They're all D8s? Oh, I'll just keep the. We're really running out of dice here. I'm just going to add it to the pool in a second. But let's see how he resists.
He resists.
He resists. He resists a lot.
The hell of it. The hell out of it.
I am.
So my punches splash.
Okay. He's actually dripping. There's actually water dripping from his mask and looks down at you.
All right, but I get to resist against that.
Yes,
I'm
you get to resist against
8.
That.
Mm-hmm. So I'm intangibility 8. So, and I've got one of my distinctions is that all you've got? Would that apply?
Yeah, that would definitely apply.
All right. So D8 plus D8 intangibility. And anything else that would go? A common expert doesn't apply to that, I don't think.
To getting punched in the face?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Not
I think
really.
It would, yeah. So just D8 and D8.
I mean, sometimes it would. Actually, no, it would, but I don't think you're in a situation where, like, after you fail and you're just looking, I'm just
yeah.
looking up and like, well.
Yeah, no, that works for me. I do have acrobatic, though, an expert as well.
Acrobatic, well, I don't
so,
know.
Yeah, so D8 and D8 again.
D8.
So I roll. Come on. There we go. I say better roll. Not by much, but at least I didn't get any ones.
He got a one, though.
Ha-ha.
All right, so what you get?
I got a 5, 4, and 2.
Five and four, so 9?
So 9, yep.
Okay, he got an 11.
Ah, still gets it, all right.
He still gets hit. And since this is a 1, there's no extra effect on you. You just get splashed. All right. Actually, no, so if there's no effect dice, then you don't get stressed, is that it?
I think you always have to assign an effect dice.
Okay.
Otherwise, you don't.
All right.
Don't
so
do
yeah.
damage.
Oh, then I guess. Okay. Then you get a D10 to stress. That's pretty much you get.
Stress.
Yeah,
that hurts.
That hurts a lot. As you get start dispersing a little bit.
Right.
Water all over the place.
Is that physical or mental?
Physical.
Mm-hmm. Physical.
Yeah.
Definitely physical.
Yeah.
Steph, he is not a mental type character.
Okay.
All right. So D10.
Okay. All right. You guys think of something.
All right,
so yeah, it's your turn now.
So what has Elgato just done? I was looking up special effects and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
He just pretty much, with open-handed, slammed Waterboy, and he's just, Waterboy's now...
I am now a puddle before I get myself back together. Yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to...
I'm going to say you now notice.
Yay.
I'm going to say you're getting up. Well, actually, you would notice better because you know
mm-hmm.
Elgato.
Mm-hmm.
Even with his hands stretched. You see me getting... Elgato, he has stamina of a king.
Mm-hmm.
He can go on fighting, but now he's just looking a little bit more haggard than he usually is.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
I'm going to... he's like officially done terrible things to people, so I'm going to grab a car, and it's not pretty. There's no finesse to it. It's just like, and there's a car here, and now it's going to be your face.
Okay, roll it.
Okay, so
I suggest you use plot points.
Yay, plot points!
Because I've been using
car.
The hell out of my doom points.
So if I spend a plot point, does that just step up one of my dice, or do I get to add a new dice?
Check the cheat sheet because I gave each of you a cheat sheet.
Yes. Spending plot point, add a D6 push die,
mm-hmm.
add in an extra trait from a trait group.
Mm-hmm.
Add a D8 stunt die, activate special effects, or add one of your own stress dice.
So you can add an extra D6 if you want.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do.
Okay.
So, let's see. Teen, D8 plus Mistress of Magnetism, D8 plus Magnetic Mastery.
Interesting.
And I was looking up the special effects, and it's actually very few that require you.
Okay,
point.
Then never mind.
It's like, you know, if you're going to just ignore damage, it's like, yeah, I spend a plot point.
Okay.
In this case, the trigger for it is that I can only use it when I'm against metal.
Okay.
Oh. So I could probably have used, have to check the intangibility thing, but I could probably have used that, like in a special, I'm pretty sure intangibility has a, no, you don't actually hurt me, special effect.
Okay,
but I'm not going to use it, I'm going to say I was too shocked at the fact that my water punch went through, but yeah, that's probably one.
Alright, no ones this time, excellent. So it's spend, alright, so I spent that plot point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say 15 is the attack, and I'm going to use a D8 as my effect die.
D8, is that right? All right. So 15?
Yes.
All right.
15 to resist against a car.
Nice. Car attack, go.
I'm going to insert this car into your nostril. All
right. I'm going to say, you are definitely knowing he's looking more haggard. Oh, wow. All right, that is. Your effect die is 8?
Yes.
He's now physical stress D8.
Excellent.
Okay, and as soon as that happens, he's just, ugh.
How does he land and the car hits him?
Mm-hmm. On his back.
I'm going to start taking off running, and then as soon as he looks up, he just sees me.
Belly flop.
Belly flopping right on top of him. So how do I do that?
Okay.
First of all, can I say a big man around town?
Yes.
Yes, you can. You've been dying to use. I didn't know you have.
Yeah, so that's a D8. And then
you're part of a team.
I'm part of a team, so that's another D10.
Mm-hmm.
Enormous body, I guess, or which?
Well, you choose one. Enormous body is the power
set.
You choose one, so probably enhanced strength is
so
what you're going
D8.
With.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
another D8 people.
Hmm? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Can I steal that?
And then, so those are my 3 dice, right?
Yes.
And I have body of blubber. Would that be something that?
Well, what's the definition of that special effect?
All right, it was on the interwebs, and that is. A successful reaction against melee attacks.
So it's a defense.
Oh, it's a defense one. All right, cool. So. I rolled a 1. I rolled 2 ones.
Shit.
2 ones?
Yeah, 2 ones and a 6.
I'm not going to use these now, but I will use these in the future. So, what'd you get? 2 ones and a D6 and D8?
No, D10 and a D8.
I'm going to be kind. Just give me the D6.
No, there is no D6.
I mean D8, sorry.
Yep.
Thank you.
You wanted there to be a D6. That screw us over too much, but...
I should just rewrite this down, because we're going to keep reusing these. Yeah. I get it. As far as that. Thank
you.
No problem. Anyway, as you pretty much see him just get ready to jump on top of him, all of a sudden you see El Gato look up, go poof, and you're pretty sure he picks him up, but there's so much fat that it's kind of covering him up a little bit. And all of a sudden, for the first time in your life, you're flying out of the way. What kind of flying? You're like, ugh!
Can I use my immunity to ignore physical stress or trauma?
Yes, but because I wasn't actually going to give you, because he's just defending himself. He's not actually trying to hurt you. He's just trying to push you out of the way.
Right.
Because fat. It just pushes you out of the way. Okay? So you just start rolling. And he's looking even... He's trying to get up high.
Good memory.
He's looking at it. More than you. Not just because a giant fat man nearly went on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong. I'm going to say he now has the effect confused.
Okay. Alright.
So.
I'm going to. Okay. No, I'm not going to do anything. I'm still trying to. I'm hastily looking through my bag, trying to find somebody to throw at him.
Throw the broken glass.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what else? What are you
doing? Oh, why is it back to me?
Okay, because he's a puddle. He's still figuring it out. He's rolling around.
Why am I the competent one? I'm the competent one because I'm awesome.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm amazing. So...
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry, I came up with something.
If you want to do something, please. Because I'm just going to throw more cars or something.
Okay. I'm going to, I'm going to, as he's concentrating on,
I remember, he still has that complication.
Oh, I know. As he's, concentrating on Lodestone, he's, I'm... Black Block comes up from behind him, grabs him by his mask and the seat of his pants, and says, "Let's see if you always land on your feet." And he's going to hurl him. He's going to shove him and kind of forcefully take a running start and hurl him. I'm going to use Black Block Airways and send him soaring into the air. And he didn't see me coming because he had water in his eyes.
All right.
So we're going to go with so we're going to go start with the D8 for water in his eyes. Daniel, this is temporary?
Yeah, it was temporary.
Okay, so I'm going to go for a D8 because he had water in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Technically working as a team, so this is going to be another D8. So one D8 plus one D8. I'm going to I'm gonna argue that this is a D4 ADHD moment because my character, because Black Block is bored with this, and so he's just now tossing him away as opposed to keeping him there and asking him about any of the stuff plot wise that just developed.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to use Black Block Airways, which is D6, and I am a combat master. So that's seven. Oops. What did I do there?
Should combat master is D10, not D8, as you have it there.
Oh,
is that? No. Oh, sorry. That's Crimex. Never mind.
Yep,
sorry.
No problem. Okay. why won't it? Oh, plus. Because you got to press the plus button.
Yeah.
You see. Okay. And I'm going to roll. Blop.
Okay.
And so, ooh, shit, got a one. Oh, that's a horrible roll. That is an atrocious roll.
What's your roll?
Actually, that roll doesn't even count because I forgot the D4.
Nice.
Yep.
So, sorry, everybody playing along at home. You need if you're listening to this, you need a ton of every conceivable kind of dice to play this game. A lot. Not a lot like more than Palladium games.
And that's a level. Wow.
Yeah. But we have also rolled a shitload of ones. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Our ones are.
You're just feeding the doom pool at this point. I'm sorry.
first bad guy you fight, and then oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, sorry, 1d6 plus 1d10. Okay, yeah, I totally rolled all the wrong dice. All right, let's try this again. And still rolled a one. But the roll itself isn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I got... Let's see. I got a one on the D6, if you want to purchase the D6.
Mm-hmm.
I got Borges. A 4, 7, alright.
Borges.
You got a D6. So I got 4, 7, 2, and a 5. I'm going to add the 7
mm-hmm.
and the 5 together for... 12. And I'm going to use the D10 as an effect dice.
Okay. Alright, so what did you roll?
12.
He hit a 13.
Yep.
But you had an... Do you use power point 2 just as an effect dice? Okay. So, yeah. You try to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Lands on his feet. Looks at you.
I just kind of look at him. Oh, okay, that settles that.
I will. He tries to grab you. Okay. You don't have to roll. He just stops mm-hmm. and just.
I. Oh. Ominoto. I.
And he throws up.
You don't look so good.
I.
Cat.
He goes on his knees.
Gato?
He's on the ground.
I look at my hands. And nod. Pleasantly. Alright. Then let this be a fucking lesson to you. Is he dead? I like kind of poke him with my foot.
Oh! Me duele.
I look around. I look at the other super people. Realizing for the first time they're there. Not that this is my thing, but I think he's really sick.
Oh.
Gato?
calling 911, seeing how long is it going to take. We need an ambulance.
Oh, they're not going to fight. They are not going
to
show.
You know, a standard procedure in a superhero fight to wait a little while before sending the police because superhero fight. And all of a sudden, you hear something in the distance. You hear.
Who the hell is that?
Out of the corner, out of right in the darkness, comes this tallest gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Caucasian, whitish mm-hmm. hair. Mm-hmm. Really tall. Strange-looking clothing. It's like a mix of, like, regal 17th century with, like, futuristic sci-fi. Like a ruffled shirt, but, like, silverish, like, shiny clothing.
David Bowie? Oh, my God, I have all your albums!
I am pro David Bowie showing up as a character in any campaign ever.
Okay.
Fuck you, Gopher.
And then also, as well, you see, as this guy's walking out, you also see something you didn't know, so a strange-looking device you're pretty sure is a floating camera. Lady and gentlemen, my employer really enjoyed your fight. He would like to talk to you personally.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, my apologies. You may call me the Major Domo.
The what?
I
the major homo is a really insensitive term for a man. I'm just not going to stand for that.
Major Domo. With a D.
Oh.
That was Angela, not me. I've been really respectful this entire time. So.
Okay.
It was freaking me out. I'm sorry.
Okay. And I'll come, and now if you'll excuse me, I will show him presently. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, appears to be like some sort of screen appears.
Okay.
The screen fridges up, opens up a little bit, and in front of you is what you assume is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he is fat, corpulent. Not as big as you, but his fat is like, you're just fat, regular fat. I mean, you're big fat. It's healthy fat. He looks corpulent. He looks like it's almost diseased fat. But that's only the upper half of his body. And like he doesn't have hair. He has wires plugged into his skull that go down into a chair with four limbs, mechanical limbs.
I know who this is.
Yeah.
Out of character.
Yeah,
character.
I did too.
And you look to his face, and his eyes are held open by wires. And same thing for his smile, almost permanent grin.
I do want to point out that I am disgustingly fat.
Okay,
I'm not healthily.
Okay,
I am healthy.
Okay,
but
let's
put
it this way: this guy makes you look healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, how about that?
That's
one point out.
Bad. Like he knew. I was like, wow, I thought I was bad. And he just looks at it, is like, that was fantastic. Oh my god, I thought, you know, get God to soup him up a little bit, have him fight his arch nemesis, beat him down, great television, but no, four heroes that don't know each other coming and defeating the ultimate foe. Oh god, oh man, my ratings went through the roof! I felt the power! Oh, and he looks like
you are so
shaking.
Oh my god, you fat SNM, fuck, you are so clearly talking about your dick through some sort of interdimensional portal. Who the fuck does
I love that. I love the commentary from this guy. He's the funny one. I love the funny ones.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh.
I'm the funny one.
Oh,
I'll show
yes.
you the fucking
yes.
funny one.
Yes.
Bad
yes.
Ass
keep talking. Keep talking.
Oh, this is
gross.
I
am really disturbed that you are part of that you are making us part of the sexual scene. I think it needs to stop.
I'm going to step forward and excuse me.
This is going to be gross.
You're the serious one. You always need one of those, too.
I don't appreciate you making a very dangerous setting in my city. This was incredibly dangerous. I start listing off, like, violations that went on and how much danger and going through stats about how dangerous this was for the sake of entertainment.
The rules, lawyer. I have to fix that.
Excuse me?
Okay, follow me on this. At some point, something important happens, maybe someone you care about, hurt, and you have to break the rules. Something you've never done before. This writes itself! Oh, this is genius! I didn't approach myself. I'm sorry. Say I'm new to your dimension? We just spotted it. We went in. It's like, in this point, it's like, and I've got so much opportunity here. Other than, instead of that other one. God, that other one was annoying. I don't know why I keep going to that one. Anyway, not important. Listen.
My name is Mojo, and I am king, ruler, god of my dimension, Mojoverse.
You named it after yourself?
Duh. Look at the guy, duh.
Anyway, please be quiet. This is my character. Yep.
Yeah,
that's him. Now, you know, you're a civilized culture, so you have television.
Duh! Civilized fucking culture. Flattery will get you nowhere, skinhead.
My dimension also has television. It is my dimension, television. And we love good television. Your show that I can make from this, just from that fight, good television.
Like Little House on the Prairie?
Ha, you're funny. Anyway.
I thought he was the funny one.
Well, every once in a while, the rules lawyer sometimes has a joke that comes out. You know, it breaks out his shell. Because, you know, it's obvious he has issues with size. And then, like, if someone could go in, oh, genius. Genius. The beautiful girl who falls in love with the fat man. Can you make that work?
I slowly look closer and look back towards him.
No, I'll make it work.
My eyebrows are furing really together, like two demented caterpillars. Just,
okay.
They become one. I do not like how this is going.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. It's disrespectful to the lady. She can make her own decisions.
And a gentleman. The audience loves those. But when you turn dark, it's even better. Anyway, follow him on the special. Now. Now, here's the deal. Because obviously the El Gato show didn't work out. And obviously, like, he didn't really take to the modifications that might kill him later. Anyway. Here's the gist. I want good TV. You've seen my good TV. So this is what's going to happen. There's going to be some more good TV happening from this city. And then I'm going to post it, and everyone gets ratings.
We're going to have to decline your request.
A rock goes into the floating television.
It goes thing. Through it. It's not actual porn. It's just a screen.
Fuck!
So the rock just is actually sailing through.
Sailing through.
For a while.
Okay. It actually hits a gross in the background.
Make sure to leave a note.
Anyway, he ignores it. Anyway, alright. Now, alright, yeah, right, your heroes. That's the thing with you guys. Alright. Here's the thing. I can be anywhere in the city. So, what's going to happen is, you make good television, or I cause problems in the city.
I cause problems in the city already.
Like, say, a bomb in random places. You have nurseries here, don't you?
Whoa.
That's fucked up. I thought you said you wanted good ratings.
I do want good ratings. I don't show it on TV. What do you think, I am ridiculous? I'm the one broadcasting here. I control the camera.
Hey, buddy, I got bad news for you. You're in Jersey. We made bad TV.
Yeah, there's always a Jersey in every dimension. It's weird. It's like there's always one place of darkness.
Are you sure?
So, how long do we have to play this little game of yours?
Till the audience gets bored. As long as it takes, after all.
Who's the audience?
The Mojoverse, of course.
But are you the only one in your universe?
Well, no.
You have a universe?
Yes.
That's yours?
Yeah.
And there are other things in it?
Yep.
And you just fucking make them watch TV all the time?
Make them.
Have them? Invite them?
I am television. Yes, so, you know, go ahead. Be boring. See what happens.
You're basically telling us to fucking fight motherfuckers, and that is what we fucking do.
Good. It's good that I'll be here to make sure it's interesting. I'm a producer, after all. It's my job to make things interesting.
So, when the ratings start to slide, you're going to start blowing up nurseries in a sad attempt to show that the show hasn't jumped the shark?
Yep.
That's pretty fucked up. You realize your model is just supporting a capitalist system for ratings that is... you're effectively monetarizing and privatizing suffering in a dimension that you're not even part of.
Yep.
I fucking hate you. I am going to find out what... I'm going to find the Mojoverse, and I'm going to take a giant, steamy, radicalized shit on your Mojoverse.
Excuse me, son.
I just want to say, is there a customer service representative that I could talk to or send letters to say that I'm not pleased by this turn of events?
Why, actually, there is.
Is it you?
Yes. Wait, let me, hold on. Brrr, screen goes black for a second. Brrr, brrr, customer service is black.
Then he comes back.
It's black.
Hello?
It's me!
I'm not surprised. I turn my head back to my full hat, and I'm just kind of staring and like furrowing my eyebrows again. I do not find that funny. So
I find it hilarious.
That was actually kind of funny.
So did the audio.
You are merely I can't. Yeah. Okay.
Now it's your job to make this interesting. If you don't follow the rules, bad things happen. And I know that your universe doesn't really have things that can really fight me effectively. So I'm going to have a lot of fun before I get bored of this place. Then maybe I just throw a few bombs somewhere.
Why don't you go... Hey, you know what? I got a really great fucking pitch for you. Check this shit out. You fat, ugly fuck. You're going to fucking eat this up, which I'm sure is something totally within your fucking purview. Sorry, man. Look.
It's okay.
No, it's not, but we'll get to that. Look, why don't you instead, there's another fucking city, there are cities all over our fucking world, this one pretty much sucks.
That's why I'm doing it. You're the underdogs, you're the ones no one gives a shit about.
Well, there are underdogs in the New York...
Not as bad as this, you're the superheroes of New Jersey.
Have you watched the Mets play lately? There are fucking losers in New York.
Sorry, buddy. You're the ones I'm choosing this time.
Fuck, you're choosing us over the Mets for the loser league?
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna kill you so much.
Might I...
Now, I'm...
I make a suggestion for better ratings?
Yes.
Right now, your audience, they're simply watching the same old, same old. They're going to get bored and you'll move on to another dimension. That's going to happen inevitably. You're going to get bored of us and move on. However, how about you leave on a high note? There's a competition. If we're able to beat you at something, not you in general, because I'm not ready to take on interdimensional guided, but some challenge here, you leave us alone. You leave, and then you come back.
Never.
Never.
Fucking never.
You leave on a high note if we're able to compete. If we lose, though, then you move on to another city where you make them the same deal.
The competition angle. That's been done before, but...
Can the underdogs...
Beat up Captain Vigilant.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, no. Captain Fuck Vigilant. It. You know what? If I'm gonna...
Captain Vigilant. Who is Captain... Major Domo? Let me check, so...
He is a alpha numeric level superhero, sir. Is like
he's a super
alpha numeric superhero. Wait. So like the whole shebang, like super speed, super shrink, can go in the air and go into space if he feels like it. That whole shebang. Yeah. Yes, sir.
He can also see forwards and backwards in time and be able to read objects.
Well, it's not good.
Vigilance.
It's not good ratings if it's a slaughter.
Oh, you think we're going to do that fucking well? I thought you said we were going to be the underdogs. Well, you know, like, looking around, four of sick motherfuckers.
You're thinking
like
the
us.
Wrong way there, buddy. He's going to kill you.
And Captain listen, Vigilant he, doesn't he is kill. He is a hero. We are heroes.
I strike a pose. I've been flying through all, like, this is out of my...
You've been reforming.
Yeah, I've been slowly reforming, like, and looking confused. And finally, I'm like, we are heroes. Like, what? Wait, what?
I do like the challenge idea, though. Okay, here's what's going to happen. There's a few super villains I can probably... I've already been talking to. I've of course, promised them I'd up their powers if, you know, they help me out a little bit. So, this is what's going to happen. You're going to fight them off. And then I'll leave for a bit. You know, your reward is some peace.
Peace.
No,
I hate the word. No. I hate Montagues.
Acceptable.
Fantastic. That is God, you people. And honestly, I don't know why you guys are complaining. We had the contracts out for like 6 weeks before we started. You didn't see them?
We were there.
Right next to my cabinet. He shows a cabinet right next to him. You didn't see? God. Ridiculous. Yes, sir, they are, says Major.
Do we have to beat up Elgato again? Because I can totally fucking get down with that.
He's useless now. Although you might, if you care about him, you might want to get him to a hospital. He's going to start melting soon.
Melt?
Yeah, it's well, his type of transformation was, like, we told him to stop at some point, but he just wanted to get stronger and stronger, and, well, we can't deny the customer. No, oh, look at that. Finger's gone.
I'm once again calling 911 and inform them that we do, in fact, they do, in fact, have to do their job.
It's been quiet enough that they're that now the ambulance starts to come in.
Oh, shit, there's my ride.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Fine. Fine. I'll show you how Jersey rolls. Crazy. Crazy is how we roll.
All no rules?
No rules.
Excellent.
Just make it interesting.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. There are rules. Everybody who gets armed in this fight is fair game, including the cops.
What?
You're the worst.
The SWAT shows up trying to shut us down. I don't want to have to pussyfoot around the subject.
Oh,
sorry, Gato.
You're the anti-hero. You're the dark one. I like you.
Not dark, just realistic.
Oh, you're even fat, better. Denial. I love denial. Oh, the best darkest stories are from denial. This is going to be interesting. Really, really interesting.
I would all make right. An Egypt joke for your denial reference, but it might be racist. Fuckface.
I like that a lot. But if we're going to do that, let's make it really interesting. I love your suggestion. We're going to follow up on that. Give me 5 minutes. But first, well, I'm glad this is out of the way. Major Domo, you can come back. He disappears. Camera's still following some of you, floating around. You now have 2 milestones. First one, lights, camera, action. 1 point, pose in a really eye-catching way in front of the camera during a battle. 3 points, create an interesting narrative, like wrestling stories on camera. And 10 point, make the people love you. In the Mojoverse, love you. And that's going to be hard because they've seen everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm going to assume this is one you're going to try to do. Goodbye, Mojo World. Point one, find out how the Mojoverse is accessing the world. 3 points, stop them temporarily for the foreseeable future. 10 points, make Mojo World permanently closed off from our dimension. Those are your milestones.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm looking towards... So the camera's just like this hovering there, yes. Staring.
Is he gone? Did he close his window?
He closed his office window. Okay, yes.
Is anyone else surprised he didn't call it a Mojo Minute? Because that kind of seemed obvious.
Genius!
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Congratulations, your idea just became corporate. I pick up my phone and I dial, and I'm calling my old, like, when I used to Harrow. Like, I'm like, honestly, my character, I've always viewed him as, he's not a tier 1 hero or shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's pretty low-key. He's calling his informant, or his guy used to call for information. He's like, hey, yeah, I need some help here, He doesn't get the guy. He gets the guy's clearly on his vacation with his wife. He's retired. He's like, hey, Gus, hope you're enjoying your vacation with the wife. I know you guys have been married for 50 years, and that's just great to hear. We have a little bit of a situation here. I need all the information you can tell me about Mojo World, and if you can inform any of your higher tier levels of heroes of about who they Mojo World, and I explain the situation. That'd be great. Okay. Once again, I hope you and your wife are having a great time. Susie looked lovely in her graduation outfit, and I hope you enjoyed the brisket that I sent you.
As soon as you do that, you hear a click. I'm sorry, you're trying to access outside of the city of Tarnation, New Jersey. You're trying to get help. That won't do. CSI! Click.
I should have gone to Verizon.
I wander over to Lodestone, and I just kind of put my arms out in a what the fuck moment motion.
I like mimic it, like what?
Who the fuck are you?
Hello, I am like Lodestone.
You're like wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and we can all see your fucking face.
Yeah, well, it's not my fault that I, thought that people were in trouble, and I just ran out to save the day.
No one was in trouble. I was kicking Elgato's ass.
You made a big hole in the middle of City Square!
Please, whatever, they'll fucking fill it.
I am in so much pain right now.
He's a guy, he was in trouble.
No, he's fine. I'm gonna pick him. I'm gonna hurl him towards He's fine, he always lands on his feet. And I hurl him hard. Elgato eclipses the moon as he goes, as he rockets towards like downtown.
Yeah, he actually flies into the ambulance. The ambulance driver's like, okay, closes the door.
He's fine. We're all fine, except for now apparently we gotta fight people.
You want to make us fight like the biggest superhero ever, so...
Oh, please, that fuck up wouldn't fight us. He's such a... That bitch would just be like, we have to actually get together in order to fight, whatever. I figured he would just show up and save the fucking day or whatever the hell it is that sellout son of a bitch does. But, yeah, I mean, chances are he would just kind of take the heat off of us for a while and they would be able to shut down the MTV3 shit that we've got going on here.
You know what? When I was a kid...
Nope.
I wanted to...
Tell me about the time you met Abe Lincoln, old man.
It's very funny.
Thank you.
I wanted to meet Geordie LaForge. He's my hero. And when I did not get to meet my hero at a comic book convention, I misplaced that anger at myself for being late towards anger towards him. And I'm just wondering... Are you angry at this hero because of something you did? Or
for those of us who know what a vagina looks like, can you please tell me a different story? Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I just scratch slowly like the folds of fat under my neck, just getting rid of like the sweat residue and dead skin, and then I'm wiping it on my my apron or my shirt.
We got to fight some people. Let's look around for some people to fight, and then. Try to figure. I'm looking at the camera at the corner of my eye. Try to figure out how to get the best ratings, and not shut this shit down. I throw a rock.
You hit it with a rock. Another one appears.
Seriously, they're like triples.
Big brother.
We got to get these things out of here. The United States government got its hands on this kind of technology. They would be watching us all the time. More than they already are, Google.
As you guys are... Are you saying anything? Or are you just...
I'm just, like, waiting for time for heroics.
Heroic time! As soon as you do that, you hear a loud booming voice. A very familiar voice you just heard 5 seconds ago. And you look up, and there's like a strange bluish sheen in the sky. Which is strange because the sky is blue, but you know what I mean. Okay, a glassy sheen in the sky, and you see his Mojo's massive face. Citizens of the city of Tarnation.
Subtle.
And now we are in the arena. Excellent.
My name is Mojo, and I am king of the Mojo dimension.
It's convenient.
The Mojo verse, if you will. These four individuals. Click, click, click. Your picture's posted.
Oh,
not the YouTube.
It's the YouTube video.
I give it another heavy sigh and my shoulder slouch.
That's actually a high school photo with all the braces and the pimples. you're still recognizable, though.
Oh, okay. Man.
And that's actually a...
Picture of a lake.
Okay. No, actually, it's
a lovely New Jersey. Right?
It's actually a photo from 20 years ago. Exactly as you looked beforehand.
You were really into grunge, weren't you?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. 20 years ago, not the 70s.
You have a Green Day t-shirt on and everything?
Yeah, all flannel.
Green Day.
Mine is my wanted poster?
Basically, yeah. Okay. And basically, like, these four individuals... These four individuals, he actually does the mha thing, have created a great crime against the world of the Mojoverse.
Bullshit. Well, okay.
And thus I must close the city until they are handed to me.
Oh, I see what he's doing. I'm going
if they are not done so in... He looks at his watch. 3, 4...
He's god of the universe and he still wears a watch, really?
It's shiny, all right?
He just said that. Johnny, all right.
Let's say 4 days. 4 days will do. 4 days, I will be forced
on the pride of my honorable people to destroy this city.
I look towards the camera. We'll just turn ourselves in.
If they just turn themselves in...
I give another heavy sigh.
I will destroy the city. It is more honorable that they be captured. And if they or you fake it, and I'll know, I will blow up the city.
Because all you know is when people fake it, you fat fuck.
Listen, that was the third time that you used that word in front of me. I'm just going to ask you one more time to check yourself.
You spider-legged fuck!
Thank you.
Very PC of you. I appreciate it.
Now then, let the justice trial begin.
So we're just... The ambulance drivers are probably just looking at us right now. That is wave.
They awkwardly go back inside.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not worried about the people. Though, I have to say, how many other heroes live in Tarnatia?
Not many.
How many villains?
It's there's low-level criminals with powers, and there's one or two powerful ones that are just in Tarnatia for their own separate reasons. But you don't know all of them off the top of your head.
We need a place to...
I have so...
Wait a minute. So, if they don't catch us in 4 days, this place blows up.
Yes.
But if we... There's no way to win! I just look up...
He's a producer.
No, if they legitimately catch us and turn us in...
Yes.
Then everyone's okay.
Yes.
There's nobody fucking cool enough to be able to do that, though.
That's
true. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've remained... unapprehended the entire time I've been in action.
You do know, though, that there's no regular people that probably catch you, but supervillains don't want to die either.
Supervillains? Please. We already took out Elgato. Who the hell else could there be?
He's already super... He said he's enhanced some people.
You're right. We're going to work together, so we really need to get
out of the street before the people, at least, I don't think they'll stop us, but they'll be able to start calling people, or at least informing them.
What? Why? The people fucking love me. They're not going to come down on me.
My parents are out of town for the weekend.
Cracks!
We could go to their house.
Cool. Yes, let's totally blow your cover as any sort of superhero knows and go to your parents' house.
Well, we need to get out of the street.
No,
it was just a suggestion. Oh, God.
I'm saying that legitimately because I wonder if the Pop-Tarts that a friend of mine told me you have at your house are still there that he may have left. Let's go.
Yeah, we go. All right.
Because he heard Pop-Tarts. Okay, look, I'm sorry.
I'm going to say there's no complications. You're able to get some apartment or house or whatever.
It's a nice house. It's kind of it's not quite like McMansion scale, but it's in a neighborhood where all the houses look exactly fucking the same. Very much like New Wealth sort of situation.
They'll never be able to find us. The cam.
Yeah, right.
Except for the cam that's following us.
You can't fit through the door.
Open the garage. I go through the garage and close it behind me. And
it's set up like a man cave.
Well, great. I sit down on the couch. It groans, but it holds me for now. And I've left the door open to the kitchen or wherever your garage leads to, so we can all have a dialogue.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
All right. So I walk into your kitchen, looking around, and you notice that I step over a roll in the carpet without even glancing at it. And I reach into the cupboard and I pull out some strawberry Pop-Tarts. And then I kind of close them. I start eating them underneath my bandana mask. And I turn to you and I stop. And I say, what? I'm also fucking psychic. You didn't know that? Of course you did. I did, because I knew what you were fucking thinking. Hey, man. Is that comfortable?
Yes.
Great. What are we going to do?
We have to make the audience not want us to die.
But
if we die, do we lose? Probably.
I'm gonna go say, by definition, dying kind of means losing.
But if we're not apprehended... See, apprehended makes me think that he needs us alive. Mm. So my plan is to go throw a fist at the biggest, baddest motherfucker.
For your question of superheroes that live in the city, there's not really a superhero, but there's a super smart guy who just hangs out. Yeah. Like, he sometimes help with, like, tech support and stuff. But
I give the biggest sigh you've ever seen come from a person. Just it just keeps on going for, like, a minute, like...
Are you alright?
I think the reason he wants to kill me, it's because I am the mojo of this dimension. Clearly, I look towards the camera again. Like my acting skills from that YouTube video has not grown. He is trying to kill off all the other mojos to take their dimension. And by my word, he will not accomplish that. I give another heavy sigh and just switch. And it's like, that.
What the hell is he talking about?
I think he snapped.
You're like the anti-mojo.
I stand up my girth. And,
Oh, easy there, buddy.
I give him a stretch. Now this is what we have to do. If Mojo is taking the fight to us, then we will be taking the fight to Mojo. I was like, the first thing we need to do is make sure that we are not being hunted by. We need to know who will be coming after us. So quickly, who? Do you know, and what is their abilities? Is the Boy Scout leader still around? Is the Boy Scout leader? I'm just making up.
Oh yeah, no. Scout leader Steve.
Yeah, Scout leader.
I think he got arrested by Vigilant last year.
He did.
Yeah. The cookie ring.
Yeah.
He got brought down for that. Finally.
Okay. What about what about the Egyptian mommy?
She had another kid.
And oh, so I think no, she already had that?
Yeah, she's on maternity.
I'm taking out like a little notepad and I'm just like writing something.
Yeah, she's going to be on maternity for the next 9 months. Okay. At least. They said it was a really difficult pregnancy, actually.
No.
Oh, well, she's resting. She's all right.
Okay. So we're just going through like names of like, well, what about this person? Is he still...
Oh, what about the haberdasher? I mean,
he hasn't been the same since the Lorax came out.
Well, all I can think of, I don't know, the fucking therapist? He's still out there. The therapist is still out there. Blonde Blazed, she's still out there. Who else is out there? The guy who's Water?
Oh, the Nine Ball Gang.
Sorry, my bad. He's one of us.
Yeah. The Nine Ball Gang.
Nine Ball Gang, they're still out there.
They're still out there. But I think the Black Ball ended up getting in jail time for a little while, so there's only technically 8 of them.
Okay.
Unless they got that replacement. They did have an ad in Craigslist.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's going to be tough, because if he's new, then they're probably not going to want to jump on this. Shit. The chief of police is still active, and he's a fucking criminal.
I just got to think of you.
As in...
And you start, like, naming the city council.
Exactly.
The library.
Exactly.
Three terms! Illegal!
Senate. I start naming the senator. It's like, Barack Obama's still in office. The United Nations is still around.
But they're not in tarnation, so I don't think you have to worry about them.
Oh, they'll find some way to get involved in this, I'm sure.
There is also... What's that guy's name? You said the brainy die guy?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. It's Technical. This is his name.
There's Technical.
IT?
No, IT. Yes. Oh, I get it. Yes, that's what the kids are calling. He's IT.
Okay.
We could try calling him and getting him involved, seeing if he's able to help us, or, of course, he could just... reroute some bombs and send them our way.
He wouldn't dare. Because I look up at the floating camera. Because we have unfinished business. He and I. T-I-T. And I. This is not I-T-I. I-T and I. Not combine the two. Him and me.
His real name is Seven. He hates being called I-T.
Unfinished business.
Okay, well, I'm going to call IT. You guys sit here and figure out a way to stop myself from hurting us all. Mojo, by my hand, you will
crumble. Scramble too much.
No, it's fine. So
crumble. Because that is how the cookie... I just wave my hands and just walk away. I'm taking my phone and I'm going to try calling IT. Yes, you guys.
Okay, okay.
As he walks away, I go, food analogy. Nice call on that one.
As he's calling, you notice the camera doesn't follow him. It follows you only.
You're made of water? How the fuck is that working out for you?
I'm going to say, who's the smartest one in the group? It's hard to tell in most cases. Actually, no. You're the smartest. I'm going to say, you notice that it's following them, not you. You get the feeling the camera only follows things that seem interesting.
Aww.
All right.
So water, like, that's your thing?
Okay, that's happening.
Pretty much.
Okay. Go. You get a... You
technical.
Okay. You send a phone call. Like, after a couple of... Going through a couple of answer machines, all that stuff, like, yeah.
This is Otto Schuwalker. You clearly understand the situation.
Yep, so you pissed off somebody in some dimension, apparently.
No, we did not. We actually were just sitting around when they decided to host a reality TV show, and we were chosen at random.
Yeah, well, people aren't going to care. You know what those peons care about? Oh no, things are in danger. Let's blame everyone else but ourselves. It's all our fault. Blah, it's all their fault. Blah, 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 blah.
What can we do?
Well, I'd say you'd hand yourself in, but then they said no, yourself in. Oh, God, this is really good. Yeah, let me think about it for a bit. You do your thing. Do you have a thing? I saw your YouTube video. Your acting skills are terrible.
Listen, I've been taking an impromptu class at the Y every Saturday, and I think I've actually... I've gotten to a new stage of acting.
You hear silence on the other end.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Listen, because I know you guys are probably going to screw this up. I'll look into it. Maybe I'll find something. All right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Technical out.
Click.
I'm going to click. I hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we have... I look towards... Like, as soon as I actually talk, the camera, like, turns towards me, just like... We... What's the plan?
All we've established is that if I pour Kool-Aid Red into Aqualad, that it actually doesn't affect him molecularly.
No.
That's fucking weird, but he turns kind of red, and his sweat tastes like Kool-Aid.
I don't like it when he licks
me. Okay, well... That is...
Poor Aqualad here is so like, I need an adult.
Well, what we need to do then is we need to find a better hiding place than your parents' home, which is very lovely, by the way. I really enjoy the decor, and it has a nice balance, a nice feng shui to it. However, we do need a place that they will not know where to search, and they will be coming probably soon, at least within the day, when they realize that this isn't a joke. Then, of course, we have to make ourselves interesting. If this is a good show, then we won't have to deal with this. How is the baby doing?
I just <swear. laughs>
How full along long are you?
I grabbed the camera and pointed towards me. Just fucking send someone already. I can't deal with this. Send someone. Here is where I am going to fucking be in 25 minutes. I am going to be here in 25... And I'm holding the piece of paper up to the camera. Here, 25 minutes. Send someone. I dare you. Please have it be the chief of police. He's really got it coming.
All right, fuck faces. Congratulations on your baby. Sorry about all the fat jokes. Not really, that's a total lie. You, the water thing was funny. Sorry, got it kind of weird. I'm going to go fight somebody now.
Okay.
I'm going to get some fucking ratings. This is bullshit. You guys should think about sponsorship, by the way. I'm not going to because I'm me. Fuck you all.
And I walk out of the room.
Okay. So you're going by yourself to the fight?
Yep.
All
right. Let's see if anybody even shows up. Like, cricket. Cricket. Where the hell is everybody? Cut to you guys next to her family's pool fighting giant tentacles like squid people. Like,
you thought we'd fall for that trick to send us into a place that you weren't going, huh?
It's like, no, he's actually quite honorable, all things considered. He's so a man of his word.
We're just kind of sitting there for a second, and I say, should we should follow him.
Last time he got into a fight, he almost died. I'm saying this now that he's out of here.
Who did the camera follow? Did the camera stay with us, or did the camera think he was more interesting?
He isn't in the fight yet.
I'm totally Puck from the real world.
Actually, no. Change of plans. Like, you're looking really pissed off. Like, are you doing it for the camera or the look?
No.
Okay. Yeah, he's always like that. Fuck, so basically, he's doing an awesome shot of him just going off. It's starting to rain, so it's just washing all over him. Like, and you swear you hear music in the back. Like, it's, you feel like you're doing a slow motion walk for some odd reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. But he has the camera starting to follow him into his action scene.
Do you have an umbrella I can borrow?
My dad plays golf. He's got a golf umbrella.
He's next thing you just see me holding like a... I'm a giant man. So, I'm following him from a distance. I have one of those canopy umbrellas. Like those...
For like a
the
porch?
Pool. Yeah, for the pool. I just have it over my head.
It's pouring rain.
Yeah.
All
right. Like, as they're heading out the door, I stop at the door, look at the rain. Like the rain.
If you want to get under this,
just scurry over.
I
you actually climb on top of it.
Yeah.
I have a cute pink rain slipper. My cute pink my Wellington boots.
Oh, you have like a parasol from Uniqlo. It's like my Japanese writing on it.
Yeah, totally hip.
Nice.
And you just keep on trying to look forward, just like walking in dread.
The camera kind of pans next to me, and here's Mumbly, and I'm like, fuck is Smith Street? Smith and Clausen, but where is Smith?
I have it all. I have an iPhone. If we need directions,
I speed up because I'm mad and I walk. Like, I don't need you to give me a ride. I can fucking walk myself, Mom.
Okay.
All
right. As you hear it, you start hearing a lot of noise, a lot of screaming.
Okay, that I'm going to investigate.
Okay. One behind him. Actually, no. The camera actually. There's a stop sign in front of the camera. All of a sudden.
Stop sign?
A stop sign. And all of a sudden, you guys finally catch up to him because he was screaming ahead, and then he goes, clink! Like, it's a green okay sign, and it goes, and you realize he's doing an awesome slow motion shot of all of you walking together towards the action scene.
I freak out. Don't tell me what to do, you fucking robot! Fuck you! I keep walking.
Alright.
My face looks as neutral as it did, like, 20 minutes ago, though occasionally I get this, like, snare on my face, and it might be me trying to pump myself up to look bold, but it really just looks like me, like a conquest on the toilet, like, ooh. So I have this like little yellow sun umbrella over my head.
Luckily, I'm not seeing this expression because I'm on his shoulders, kind of like looking like I'm having fun. Now that I'm not getting wet.
All right, you started to do, and you notice these strange mechanical devices. Two legs, like weird, like slicey arm, like knife arms, and like in its head is encased. It looks like a brain in a jar, and there's numerous of these devices walking around, causing massive damage.
Oh,
and off in the distance, you hear, "Well, it took you long enough." It's the therapist. She is one of your, well, not one of your greatest, but she's annoying. I mean, jeez. I mean, by my calculation, she'd have been here like 20 minutes ago. I mean, I'm assuming Mojo stopped you or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would be wrong and that never happened.
Therapist. What the fuck are you doing? Everyone's... You're in danger, I'm in danger, we're all in danger. Oh, you're going to try to apprehend me with the knife bots.
Yes, that's part of it, really. But I've... got a little upgrade. That was awesome.
You know, the upgrade almost fucking killed Elgato, right?
Oh, Elgato, you know Elgato. He doesn't know when to say stop.
Oh, is this about the Roid thing? Because I heard that was a rumor.
Nope.
Wow, really? Gotcha. Oh, yeah. That sucks. I can understand why they cost me the belt.
He will never say, I couldn't be with him anymore at that point.
Really? You and Gato?
Yeah, I know. It surprised me, too.
But you're so old. Let's fight.
Robots confirmed.
All right, so...
I was like, he deserves it ever. That was rude.
All right, so... Okay. Let's start this. Party.
Okay.
Yay.
Robots or attack.
How many robots?
Yes.
I'm going to say 20. Like a whole lot of rushing at you.
Oh, cool.
Good. Okay. I excel at this.
Okay. But as this is happening, she's going to focus...
Hold on, little buddy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay, so are you going to rush in? Yes or no? Because you're the hero archetype.
Well, yes. No, here's the thing. There's a whole bunch of them, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is why I excel at. I actually have an area attack thing, target multiple opponents.
Yeah, area attack.
For every additional target, I add a d6 to my pool.
Okay.
That's an effects.
And you get to keep an extra effect die.
Yeah, so, and I get to keep an extra effect die. So, okay. So that's what going to be what I do with
okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to spend a point from my doom pool. For this, I'll use a d8.
Yeah.
To go first.
Yep.
Alright. And then... This is what I'm going to do. She's going to look at you just like, you know, before I fight you, I always do a little research.
Uh-oh.
And with my new thing, apparently, Black Block, thing I didn't know, my abilities, I thought I was just really smart. Apparently I'm a little psionic. So I can read people so well.
That means you're pretty fucking dumb.
Ha-ha! You're next.
Love the villains.
That's fine.
Are you even a superhero? I don't even know anymore.
Okay, so. Second Master. Ability. And. Smart enough. There's a D8. Alright. She's going to mentally assault.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh. 16. What would one for you, but can you block this? Can you roll 16?
I don't know.
It's a mental attack.
You have a lot of plot points, though.
I do have a lot of plot points, which I plan to use. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need to save one for my area attack, so that one gets saved. So let's see here. How do I block this? I mean...
What can you use to block it?
I was going to say, intangibility doesn't really count for that. That's the thing.
Area attack doesn't require a plot point to activate.
Oh, excellent. Okay,
if you want to, Daniel, if you buy that one from Jesus, I'll throw in one plot point to make it permanent, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a D10.
Oh, he rolled the one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, then I will, yeah, I will definitely buy that.
Give me the plot point.
Yep. Yes, I don't think I really have anything to block that with, other than just the fact that I'm made of water. So yeah, exactly. It's like, in fact, I am a psychic being.
So do you want to use the plot points to try to stop this or not? Up to you. The choice is yours.
You can still succeed. As far as I know, you can still succeed on your attack, but the one means that you get to determine what buff happens or negative happens via the one. The D10 there. So you say, like, for instance, she psychically attacks you could create a circumstance called, like, waterlogged brain or something like that, and some repercussion for her successful attack against you.
Okay.
And it would be a D10. Which would help a lot.
Mm-hmm. Wait, a circumstance that applies to her then?
You can either have a circumstance... Basically, yeah. It's either a circumstance that helps you or that's beneficial to us or harmful to whoever rolled the one.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it could be she is scatterbrained for the rest of the thing. That would be a harmful...
Yeah, I am buying that because basically... Okay, so she attacks me. I have, like, no real defense to this. However... Seeing as I'm not really human,
okay.
You know, I'm so alien. Well, okay. My mind is alien enough that even though the attack is effective because I am effectively a psychic being,
okay.
And so yeah, it does do damage. It leaves her in a state of like, what the fuck did I just touch?
That works.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's okay. So you take 10 mental stress.
So I take a D10 mental.
And then
by the way, my D10 physical from before. Are we saying that
actually after transition it goes down by one notch?
It goes down by one notch. So it's down to D8. All right.
Okay.
All right. So I've got a D8 physical and a D8 mental.
She mentally assaults. And all of a sudden, there's an image in your head. You remember yourself. You suddenly remember You remember stopping the water. That's something you know. But all of a sudden, you remember something flashing. Your mind flashing out. And you're looking down, and you see yourself. Fall down. But is that you? You're not even sure anymore. You hit the water and you feel yourself spread out everywhere. And all of a sudden you feel yourself moving down. You see frightened faces in front of you, but you're moving so fast. And then you feel them inside of you, choking, drowning.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
okay. So, you know, while she's kind of a bit of a psychic backlash on that, but I'm like falling right off this guy's back, like onto the floor, like
okay.
In fact, no, actually I don't, because when I'm not concentrating I go back to my liquid form.
Yo, what?
So I splash. I
Daniel, just make a
I want to make the no.
Whatever he makes I'm going to make permanent.
Okay.
Okay, for the rest of the scene.
Done. So that's a D10, right? Okay.
Yep.
Yes, it's a D10 permanent power.
Alright.
Negative for you or beneficial for us.
Okay.
All right, so as far as I know, we choose... The idea with initiative is, like, we choose who goes democratically,
mm-hmm.
But the idea is that you don't always want the bad guy to go last because the other team, the storyteller, gets to choose who goes first next round.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have her go last, but then she would effectively be going twice because he would clearly pick the NPC to go first next round.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But she just acted, actually. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I guess that entire speech was totally pointless. I kind of forgot that whole thing.
for future reference. It's
yeah.
Good to know.
I elect Billy.
For what? To go first?
Yeah, to go next.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go last.
I am curious. What is the scene in Ford in front of me? Like, where are we at?
It's numerous stores, numerous Doom Boss, about 20 or 30 of them rushing at you.
Doom, where is she
box.
At?
She's behind the box, of course.
Okay, well, I crouch down like a 1920s football player.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then I just start, I let out like a large roar as I just start booking it towards these guys. And I'm surprisingly quick for a man of my girth.
Yes.
And the ground under me actually starts kind of a cracking as I'm pushing off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I just push my shoulders forward and I just go down and I'm just slamming right into these doom bolts. And big man on campus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be taking that. So that is a D8. So I need my D8.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to use enormous body. I'm going to say strength again. So another D8. We got another D8 somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, this is a D10, sorry.
The D8's on the book.
Weep.
And now, what else do I grab here as well?
Well, yeah, sorry, at the top.
I'm on a team, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, and then you've already used...
Big man on campus,
okay.
D8.
And you're using one of those.
Strength. And then I'm also using combat adept.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say so. So
okay.
That's D6.
And, yeah. And see what my blubber do is again. I know it does.
It's a defensive move.
I rolled a 1, 4 on a d6. 1 d6.
Okay.
But I don't know. So I just add them all together now?
You add 2 of them together and you keep 1 of them as an effect dice.
Okay,
yes.
So 9 with an effect dice of 2.
9 with an effect dice of 8.
A D8, yeah.
Okay. Now, this is a mob, so it's going to be... I'm going to say they're pretty weak. They're doing bots. She doesn't have any real technical expertise.
Mm-hmm.
She just, although she knows how to make robots, it's a weird
mm-hmm.
universe. So she's going to try to block with that. Oh, not too bad. 12. What'd you get?
At 9.
Nope, you're able to crush one or two, but it has no real effect on the on them. And right. I'm gonna purchase that.
Yeah, you already purchased it.
I already purchased it?
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah.
Okay, what was it you got?
You didn't pay for it.
I didn't pay for it?
Did he throw down a
did I throw one at you?
Oh, I think it's the one on Daniel's sheet right there, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Alright, so what was the one that you rolled the one on?
D6.
D6? Okay, so not three of those suckers.
So what does do you have to pay these before? Or a roll or after?
You can do it for both. Check the cheat sheet. It'll tell you what the different rules are.
Okay, so let me see. Rolling your dice, building your dice pool, using effect dice, plot points, spending PP on your pool, spending PP on your result, add an extra die to your roll, to mm-hmm. your total. So if I pay this, I can actually get another roll.
You would add a D6 to the roll you already made.
Okay, then I'll...
Do you want to do that now? All right, cool. Yeah. So roll a D6 and see if you get above 12.
I had 9, right? Yeah, 13.
Okay, I'll allow it. All right, what's the effect die?
A D8.
A D8? All right, so it brings him down to 3D6. All right, who's next?
Angela.
So what happened? Like, do I crush shit out of
you? You crush him. You actually fall, trip over, and start rolling over all of them.
Ha!
I'm that clumsy.
All right, are these, I assume, since they're robots, are they made out of metal?
Yeah.
Yay! Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness, I'm going to have so many dice to roll.
Okay. You have area effect, I'm assuming?
Yes, I do.
Of course you do.
I do. I've rolled 20 d6s just to mm-hmm. see what it looked like. It's pretty cool. All right, so I'm on a... Wait, why am I going... All right, so I'm on a team. Magnetism. I'm doing magnetic mastery. And plus... How many ballpark figure of the robots are left?
I'm going to say like 25.
Started with 20.
I said 30.
Oh.
20 to 30. We
didn't. 20, we didn't specify.
Yeah. Six. None of us are math men, so if he was here, then we'd get a better idea.
He could do my taxes too. He's good with that.
Yep. And roll. On my screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get rid of the ones. There's one. 2, 3, 4. Okay, you got 5 D6s for the Doom Pool.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. I'm going to take a 7 plus a 6. So that's...
Wait, you don't have to purchase those from you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You would have to.
I don't have to.
Yeah, oh, no.
I can choose to.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
can choose. You purchase one, you can purchase all 5, you
yep.
can purchase, you know, 3, whatever.
So then my attack against the things is 13? Wait, yeah, 7 plus, yes, 13.
13?
Yep, with an effect die of 10.
Let's see how lucky they are. Mm-hmm. Not that lucky. If I tie a 10?
Yes.
You turn some of them into a ball, they just start floating away. There's like 12 of them left.
Ha.
All right, so they're now a 2d6. Okay, who's next?
Can I say that like some of them went into a ball and then it was kind of like bowling and knocking
yes.
them out of
yes,
the way?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
All right. You're a pool of water.
Yeah, no, I'm going last, if at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys focus on the person. I can handle the robots.
All right. I'm going to do just that. I'm going to focus on the person.
Okay.
I'm going to run up. Let's see. The ball is rolling. I'm going to run up behind the Katamari of Death.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start rolling it myself. And I'm going to use redirect kinesis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to slowly start rolling it towards the therapist. Actually, quickly start rolling it towards the therapist.
Okay, she's going to try to wait because of the psionic ability. She now has... she now has the ability. She's used to coming. She has a distinction called pretty much Smarty Pants. So I can't remember what I specifically
okay.
called it. So basically, anything obvious that's happening, she's got your shape. She puts her distinction. She's like, really?
Oh, okay.
You're doing it in this brain? Alright, so D8. And then, let her sonic power work. I'm going to say. She just started. So, alright. Oh, actually, what did you roll for?
I haven't rolled at all.
Okay, roll.
Roll
that sucker.
Okay, so. really got to remember to bring my dice next
mm-hmm.
time. So many dice. All right, so let's check this out. Technically part of a team.
All right, she's solo. I forgot to add that in.
I'm going to say I have the storm in a literal sense because it's raining and there are 20 fucking robots around and shit just got crazy.
Okay.
So D8. I'm going to use Redirect Kinesis, which is also a D8. And I'm a combat master. This is a D10. And that's it. And we're going to roll. And I got... jeez, man. Not really good at the rolling tonight. Let's see. I got a 11 with a D10 power.
3, 6. I'm going to say that is enough.
Sweet.
What was it?
D10 power.
D10 power?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so she takes... You're going to put a stress?
Hold on. Let me make sure. I'm sorry, that's a D8 power.
Okay.
I can't tell what
the... You need extra die.
Oh, am I going to spend a plot point?
What
do you mean? What do you mean?
The power, do you mean extra die, or what do you mean by power?
The effect dice.
I'm sorry, I keep calling it a power dice.
Okay.
Effect dice.
All right, so yeah, she takes 10 physical stress.
Yes.
She's knocked back a little bit.
Ooh, with the D10, she's knocked back a little bit?
All right. Yeah, once you hit D12, that's when you start taking damage.
Okay.
Every time you hit her, it brings it up by one. Unless, if she had like D6 and you hit her with an effect dice of D10, it would, instead of going to D8, it would go instantly to D10.
Okay, cool.
But if she's like D10, but you hit her with a D6, it would instantly go up to D12.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So she's hurt.
She's hurt. She beat her. Okay.
Right.
And off in the distance, you hear, "Yo, girl, I told you! You needed my help!"
Oh, dear.
All of a sudden, I'm going to use a point from the Doom Pool. How much do I have left? I have a lot of D6s. Let's use that sucker to split the team. And all of a sudden, a building topples over.
Oh.
As if a support were taken out from under them. And basically, it splits you off from the rest of the team. And basically, you guys... Actually, no. No, I'm going to face it against you because...
Oh, boy.
Off down is someone you've heard about.
Mm-hmm.
That you've always hated. That everyone in television really hates, except for some group of people. It's the Condition. Caucasian, tallish guy, Guido haircut.
Oh my god.
Half shirt, his abs showing.
Oh my god.
The Condition be here, bitch!
Oh my god.
Now, you messing with my girl?
Your girl? But she's so old!
Man, the older girls know how to use their body properly!
I'm really going to enjoy killing you, Condition.
Let's get this shit started. That's happening. Alright, what are you guys doing?
Fighting the Condition.
I'm super focused on the robots.
Okay.
So I'm still intent on
trying to get to the woman.
Okay.
Therapist, trying to...
Is she on the other side of the building?
Hmm? No, she's with you guys, with the robots.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's not her turn.
Oh.
Actually, no, necessarily. It's a new round. And
so,
you get to choose first. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because it's that point, I'm going to use my Doom Pool again. So, it is now down to one. So, it's for her to go first.
Okay.
God damn.
Evil celerity.
All right. She looks at you. You know what? The truth is... What was going on? Alright. You try to... I remember... Why don't you leave, girl? Oh, I get it. Because there's somebody out there with similar powers to you and you can't match up. She's in the city. Can never face off against Blue Blaze, could you? And all of a sudden, you guys don't see anything. In your mind, you see Blue Blaze in all her magnetic glory. She's also powerful, but she can do things... She's super powerful with those abilities, but she can do delicate things that you couldn't even ever imagine doing. She can make a crane fly, stuff like that. And
well,
imagine,
I added this after you saw it, but I've got a limit where the details escape me. I can't do really fine.
Yeah, she can
work.
Do it. She could just do things on top of her head without even thinking about it.
Yeah, she can.
And she just looks at you, and she looks like it's a ridiculous moment. It shouldn't be real, but in your mind, it's like she's looking like pathetic. I mean, you try to be like me, but in the end, you're just a little fish, mommy's little angel, only to your mama. Give me it. I'm gonna roll that shit. Alright.
Yeah, mental attacks.
mm-hmm.
Alright.
Mental attacks are a bitch.
Hmm.
Oh, not too bad. So 12 and then a d6 for effect. Oh, wait, that was the d8 I was rolling. So 14. And then 2d6 for effect.
Is there anything that I can really roll to...
You guys didn't really hit characters for mental type attacks.
I mean, I have a distinction that applies to that.
That distinction will apply. What's the distinction?
Afraid to be weak.
Okay, you got a d8.
I get to use that as a positive?
You get to use that as a positive.
Yay. Okay. Then I guess I get 2d8s to roll, because I'm still part of a team, and yes. I've got afraid to be weak.
Yep.
And I'm...
Metis expert?
I'm not trying to intimidate her.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's also knowing how to resist medicine.
That's true. Mm. Yeah. That's true.
You got it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I love your shot to send that expression when you say that.
Where was that? Where'd that come from?
This room is an echo.
Let's see. All right, I've got 13.
That beats it.
Yes.
Don't you know she had a 14, didn't she? Yes. No, she hits you with the attack.
Hey, wait, you could spend a plot point.
All right, plot point.
I can.
What do you do? Can you do after the roll?
Yeah,
you can. You can actually.
I can add another dice
to your result.
Yeah.
By
to your roll from your roll to your total.
Mm-hmm.
You can effect the effect, activate an opportunity.
Oh yeah, so you can add in the extra die.
Effect die from a reaction roll.
Stress
you're taken to another type. Interesting.
Okay, no, I can't actually do that one.
Does he get the d6? As long as you don't get a run.
Yeah, I can, I'll add a d6 to the roll.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, give me a physical d6. I don't need to do a dice roll for this.
Oh, it tied.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
don't defenders mean ties? Or?
Yeah.
Well, does it count as adding to it? Because it's a 1.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Or,
you still add to it, but
it still adds to it, and you still got a 1 that you can use.
It's
just that he can buy it now because it's a 1. He can buy it if
you want. If it's defender, then you still pass, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's
just barely. Yeah. But yeah.
I spent that to get the
d6. All right. Cool. So basically, it's like you feel a little confidence. It's like, you know, it's not real. It doesn't matter. The real one isn't here. That'd be different. All right. So she tried to.
So, since I won, does that mean I got to decide something about her effect?
Like, no, I think it's only when the attacker is doing the attacks. Okay, so that's... She did her...
This game.
Yeah, it flows strangely.
I'm feeling like once you get used to it, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of stuff with it, but in the beginning... Whoa. All right, so, who's next?
I guess... Yeah.
Either that or I can, you know, wake up from my...
I say Daniel days. Wakes up.
Yes.
Yeah, I say I wake
water
up.
Waterboy wakes up in water.
So, basically what I'm going to do is, as, you know, sort of my form reforms again, as that's happening, I use my water blast, again, area effect. Basically, all those little droplets of water that are falling down from the sky and the rain... form basically tiny little knives of water, hitting as many as I can of the enemies. And because I'm basically recovering from a hit, can I use is that all you've got?
Yes.
Yeah.
You definitely can.
Nice.
Alright, so my dice. Alright, let me bring up my dice and figure this out.
Hold on real quick, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, this will take plenty of time. Just collecting all the dice.
Alright, so I've got a d8 from my... is that all you've got? I've got another d8 from my water blast. Because it's an area effect, target multiple opponents. For every added target, add d6. There's like 12 of them. So technically add 12 d6s.
Yep.
So 1,
can't
2,
you
3,
stage
4,
up your
5,
d6s,
6,
though?
7, 8, 9, and 10. Hmm?
Can you, like, stage up your d6s so 2d6 combined would be a d8 or something?
I don't know.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, I mean, we can look it up and find out.
Cool.
Let's see if it's a plot point thing or... Da-da-da. Let's see, there's nothing... There. Let's see if there's something in the rolling the dice part. It's so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
iPads
are trying
so
to
cool.
figure this out. Oh, and I'm part of a team, so that's a D8 there.
For those of you playing along at home, everybody's got a tablet, except for me. I'm looking at this. I think it's broken. It's a tablet. It's made out of this weird material. But, it just gives me one page.
I've not seen anything about stepping up a dice.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. I've got a separate power effects called Drown, which I can do. But I don't think I can pull it off on this one. All right, so that's the 2d8 and all those d6s.
Did you
and,
put in your affiliation?
Yeah, that's my d8 there. And this is combat. Combat expert apply?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another extra d8. And,
that's a lot of dice.
Yeah, that's a lot of dice. And yeah, I think that's it, pretty much. All right, so
roll it up.
Roll them. And there we go. So I do have two ones in D6s, but my top rolls are 2d8s, which both rolled 8.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 16. That's
and you get,
the top two
you're
dice.
Going to get two effect dice.
And I get two effect dice, so both of them are d8s.
Because
I had 4d8s to go.
Jesus. All right.
So 2d8 effect dice and 16 roll.
Damn. 16 to the roll?
Yeah, 16.
I'm not even going to bother. Yeah. All right, what's the effect?
2d8, right? Because you said I had 2d2 to affect dice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was basically like, there's an area effect on all the robots. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's why I got to roll 12 friggin' dice.
Okay, yeah. So,
12 remaining.
At
robots.
That point, yeah, there's a massive. All the robots just start getting dropped into little bits and pieces.
Yeah. And as I reform,
mm-hmm.
because I basically got attacked with, like, that. For a second, the expression on my face is absolutely inhuman.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, cheery, happy, like, hero. It's like, what is that? And before I got fully reformed and I look human again, I'm like,
right.
You're going down, evil duo!
Okay.
Right,
that's happening. You are going through a bunch of, like, robot parts, though. So remember, that's your limit right there.
No, well, it's. I was hoping it would be an opportunity. As I see that she's kind of still a distance away, and she might she's saying stuff about you know she'll be.
Yeah, you made that thing. Keep in mind, anybody attacking her directly. This was. Did you make it a permanent?
Yeah, I made it permanent.
All right, yeah. So he spent. She's got a D10. What did I just touch? Effect when she attacked my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody, you know, keep in mind you can call on that.
Yeah, I'm going to call on that.
Yeah.
As she's trying to get into her head and say something, you know, about like you know, doubting yourself. I'm like. She hears, like, this is, society doesn't need people like you for our youngsters, and she looks over, and I have, like, a one of the robot's legs, and I just hurl it towards her with my super strength.
Roll it.
Yeah, Otto von Umlaut, you fuck her up.
Alright, so, I'm on a team, so, I'm also calling how did I just touch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to pay for that?
Which I'm, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and play like she just saw me do this, so
yes.
Definitely calling
so.
Her. She's like, holy fuck.
Since. I don't know.
Hey, don't you have to pay for the effect to use the effect?
You can literally just pull it.
Since I'm yelling at her that, you know, her negatively yelling at the youth to telling them to put down, is that moral upbringing?
That's more for moral upbringing.
Okay. Exam strength, that's another D8. I have a D6 for combat, and I think that's about it. D8 1, D6 1, Jesus Christ. 13, a 13 with a D10 as an effect. I'm going to pay one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And 16.
Yeah, come on. And she also had to roll the one, so you have an opportunity as well, just so you know. Wait, what's your roll?
16, with a D10 as effect.
D10 as effect? Okay, that brings her... Physical attack is going to bring her up to... Wait, one of you hit her before, right?
Yeah.
Did you? What was that?
I thought someone had
Didn't
brought her
someone
up to...
get her a D10 earlier?
Yeah, someone already
so
got
she's
it.
Down to
no,
roll
I gave
her...
Okay. Yeah, because I gave her a D10, that was because she attacked me, and she's
yeah.
got
someone
that,
got
but it's not...
physical attack.
I did, I rolled...
Yeah.
I catamaraned her.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
yeah,
so she's now up to D12. One more, and she's down. She's looking like, well, she's going to turn around. That's her action. And that, as that happening. So, dog, let's do this.
You literally represent everything that's fucking wrong with this country.
I know. I'm the condition.
Condition?
I have bad news for you.
What?
Currently, you're standing in the rain.
Yeah.
You're getting all wet.
Yeah.
All that Botox, all that stuff in your hair, all those chemicals they put on your face so you look nice, it's rinsing off. I see your acting. I see the fact that you're balding in the back. I see the fact that those abs are kind of painted on. You probably don't spend as much time as slowly start walking towards them. You probably don't spend as much time at the gym as you really should because you're too busy acting. You're too busy pretending. But I've got news for you, Condition. This ain't a game. Speaking of which, tell him I said hi. And I kick him in the ball so hard he flies away.
I first need you to roll to,
to see if this happens.
First I need you to roll for emotional stress.
Actually, yeah, I'm just going to go for the emotional stress because I can't do a double attack.
I'm going to say he has the condition, the distinction, way too confident in himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be D8, and he wouldn't have any segment. No. I'll be honest, he's not that smart. He only has a D8.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to use something from the Doom Pool, my final D6, to increase it a little bit.
Okay. I actually don't have anything to do this as realist. That's strange. You can make a character totally unable.
No, you would. It would be like it's a special talent. It's a psychic or something like that. Not psychic. It's a
social.
Psych
mastery.
In this case, it'd probably be menace. Psych is like, because I was looking at psych as well. Psych is more getting people better, like talking people through their problems. Menace is I'm going to. I know how to get into your head. All right,
that works.
Alright, I'm going to use Solo, and I'm going to use Eye of the Storm, because I am coming down on him with everything that I've got.
Alright, I forgot about the Solo ability. So instead of using the Doom Pool, I'm just going to use the D6 for his Solo ability. Alright.
Okay.
So it's now back to the book.
And that's what I'm going to roll.
Alright.
So I'm going to roll a D10 plus a D8. Whoop.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Please don't lose the dice. It's all we have.
Oh, my God. That was horrible. A 2 and a 1.
A 2 and a 1?
What
you rolled a 1 on?
Rolled it on the... What the fuck is that? A D8. It's a D8. All
right,
so after my result...
I'm going to purchase that from you.
All right. I'm going to spend a PP, actually.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I'm going to spend it to... so I'm going to spend the one that you just gave me.
Okay.
To add an extra die from my roll to my... No. Use an effect die from a reaction. I don't understand.
Are you sure you want to do that? Because he rolled a 12.
I don't actually know what some of these mean.
What do you mean?
Activate an opportunity roll by the watcher. Okay, know that. Activate certain special effects in the power crate.
Mm-hmm.
Use an effect die from a reaction roll. What does that mean? Basically, I want to add another die so I can try to pass this. Oh, he rolled a 12, so I need to roll a 10.
Yes.
All right, never mind.
Okay. He looks at his like. I know what I am, mofo.
Uh-oh.
I am the Condition! He's going to punch you in the face.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I get punched in the face.
You're like, I'm not even going to resist. I just like it.
Just accept it. let's see here. As much as he likes to say, he doesn't really work that well solo. So that's a D.
Really? Other people can put up with him?
I didn't say it worked well.
No, this is actual proper commentary given what he's based on. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. All
right.
This is very, very accurate.
Great. And I'm going to say he's super pissed off, so he's going to use a point from the Doom Pool. Actually, doesn't really say he needs to use a point. All right, so instead I'm going to step up Enhanced Strength. From a D8 to a D10.
Okay.
And he's going to punch you. Oh, and I'm going to say he's a combat at 2, 3. So 8.
Okay. With the power level of?
Okay.
Oh, D8. Sorry. Effect
10.
Dice. God, I just 10. Can't let go of that. All right, so I'm going to resist with Kinetic Shield, Combat Master, and Solo. And I'm going to get a 13 with a D10 effect.
That's enough.
Okay.
You're able to block it with your kinetic shield.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is the sound that it makes.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that about my kinetic shield.
All right. Let's just finish off this fight, and then we can
uh-huh.
get to them. All right.
That's fine.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to... I'm going to kind of... Well, no, his punch just got blocked. So... I'm going to tackle into... Yeah, you know what? I'm going to grab him, because I want to get back with the team. I'm going to grab him, crouch down, and launch us both into the air. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come crashing down on roughly where I remember the robots being, over the crumpled building.
Do it.
Got to remember to get dice next time. This is really annoying. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the fact that we can do this at all.
But.
But.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's right. Okay. And roll. Pew, 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 pew. That's a 10, an 8, and a 2. Sweet. So I'll take the... yeah, I just want this to work. So I'm going to take the 18 for the number, whatever it is, and the D6 for an effect die.
All
right. So it's about being 18.
That's enough. Yeah, you're able to do the whole crap. What was the effect die?
D6.
D6? All right, he's up to physical stress D6.
Okay, neat.
All right.
Crawl out of the crater.
Oh, man. God, you messed up my hair.
He takes out some mousse with a tome. I'm really going to enjoy kicking all your asses.
I look around. Is he caught up with the robots, guys?
Is he climbing out of the... Did you beat him?
No, he's only up to the 6 stress.
No, but I was wondering, did the guy climb... Did he climb out of the crate and then mousse his hair, or mousse his hair and climb out of the crate?
He's mousse's hair first. He has priorities.
He falls. Can I pay to make him, like... Isn't there... Like, his hands are slippery.
Yes,
man. I don't know. Well, it looks out for now. Sounds funny.
Yeah,
all right, he mousses his hair. All right. I did woof.
Amazing.
So he's on his back for a sec. So you guys are able to do whatever you want.
Kick his whatever.
Well,
you guys want.
You said the psychiatrist started to run away.
Started to run away.
Do any of the shops happen to have like the metal like safety security door?
Yes, they
right?
do.
I'm going to grab that and use a cager.
Just roll to see.
Nice.
Theoretically, that's what's going to happen. In practice, someone's going to have a lot of property damage.
Technically, she's part of a team now, so if you can upgrade that a little bit.
All right.
And then,
8 plus...
Technically, she's... her robots are gone, but the condition is... Not the situation who is a copyrighted character and belongs to somebody. she's not part of Buddy. Wouldn't she be?
Oh, right,
that
Buddy.
Would be her buddy.
She's not
right.
part of a duo.
Yeah, and she does not work well with others. So it's D4.
Well done, sir.
Nice
well
job.
Done.
Nice job.
Let's see. And step up the effect die by 1, so that is it's a D8. All right, so 17 to...
Nice.
With an effect of a D10.
Yeah, you wrap her up.
Yeah.
She rolls a little bit.
But not very far.
Hamster ball.
So yes, you now have to deal with the condition.
Well,
there's a cream for that.
he might be laying down on the ground. Since it's raining, you said?
Mm-hmm.
He might look over to his left and see that, like, occasionally he sees, like... In the puddle, like of something, like just like in Jurassic Park. And then as he looks up, he just sees the sun,
like
blanket out. And then it just dawns on him of, oh fuck,
no.
And I'm trying to land on him.
Okay.
And I will do big man on camp. Oh, I'm going to call that he's on his back. So what is that?
Can't remember to have what the what
I'll
what
say
was
it was fun. I'll say D10 because that was hilarious.
Alright, so
okay.
D10.
Awesome. And I'll take you and you.
D10.
Come on. Yay. That's not bad at all. 12 plus 2 with a D10 effect.
What did you get?
12 plus a D10 effect.
Alright. That's enough, and I'm going to say with that, because he's strong, but not that strong. He's like, he's not Elgato strong. He's like, no, this is boom! you don't even see condition moving under him at this point.
I just...
Little help, please!
Yeah.
Little help, please!
I'm going to say you're on him long enough for him to pass out.
Yeah, I stand up and...
He's passed out.
All right. Black Block is still on, is, was in the crater too.
So, oh, you were?
Yes, I made the crater. So I got like roller.
You've seen things that cannot be unseen.
Oh my god. Oh god, I smell like so much baby powder and old spice. This.
Yeah, you get used to that smell.
Crawl out of the crater.
It is not like a foot deeper.
Yeah. It used to be the crater of like my character, now it's the crater of like of Otto. It's like arms straight out.
Yep.
You basically made a snow angel in pavement. Where'd the therapist go?
She's right there. I point at my cage. I did it.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Alright. Well, we needed some place safe to go. I know a certain office citadel stronghold that is now unoccupied because she's right fucking here. Isn't that right, you little hamster? I know just where it is. Let's fucking go. And I start rolling her Katamari style. This is the
thing. You know you can't let her talk. Just because of her, this part of her psychability of like,
oh,
like that's how she's able to. She's like, so tell me about your problem.
Was she gonna suffocate in there? Because I'm fine with that.
I like to think that it was the more open grate style, so she can still
breathe.
Get, yeah,
yeah, okay, that's fine.
But there's a couple layers over her face. Kind of like a muzzle.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just were rolling the poor woman.
Really hope she doesn't have
what about the condition? You also grabbing him as well? What do you do with him?
I roll
he's
him
a
up. Like a carpet, I guess. And
just throw him over your shoulder.
Yeah, I just throw him over my shoulder.
Hey,
you
know.
Yeah. I'm walking, like, I can see this, the camera's buzzing around, probably waiting for, like, a word from their sponsors or something. I'm just keep on giving it up. I keep on looking like I'm about to say something, but then, like, doubting myself, like...
So we're walking to, we're walking to the therapist's hideout, and as I'm explaining to all of them, like, yeah, the therapist first started fucking with me about 7 months ago, something about my anger issues, which is fucking bullshit, and so she's sending all these spider bots after me as some sort of form of therapy, and the weirdest thing, and I push her down one of the biggest fucking hills in the town, so I turn her up, the fucked up thing is she thinks that I'm passive aggressive.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, right?
They're like, that's ridiculous. You're clearly very directly aggressive.
I
you're
like
a terrible therapist.
6 o'clock bus comes right around the corner. Come on. All right, so take her to take them to the better the therapist's.
Okay.
The office.
Yeah, you could say the like Citadel of Reason, but it's just like a corner apart, like a corner.
It's a legitimate therapist's office.
Yeah.
It's like nicely decorated, you know.
Nice little office park, beautifully decorated.
Fifth floor in a building.
And
it's
as,
like, you know.
And as you
office.
Enter into the room, you notice in front of you like two people sitting down reading highlights. Well, one of them reading highlights for some odd reason. The other one reading like a bridal magazine. Just start looking up at you.
Mm-hmm. Canceled. Totally fucking canceled. She said that Jimmy. Her stepson needs to be picked up from practice. She's really sorry that she can't be with you guys today, but she's going to reschedule, and she's going to try to give you some extra time next time.
Oh,
okay?
Are
you
the people that we saw in the sky? Take them captive. Just keep on. Order pizza and take them captive.
Okay. Sex addicts, really. I bet. Anyways.
I'm like waving out to them like, well met, citizens!
That guy's weird.
All right, so we go into her office, and I lie down on the couch. Oh. All right, so those guys are down. How are we... Is the camera in here with us?
Yep.
Of course it is.
Where did she put that? I look around. Tried to expose her as a fraud when she worked for the government, but she hasn't... And he starts looking around the... starts looking around the office, and he finally finds a bust of Freud. And he's like, something clicks back the head at the neck, and there's a button. There's there it is. You guys don't have cell phones, honey, do you? No. Good. And I press the button and activate a EMP field. She is so fucking paranoid. For real.
Okay.
Right, so we've got about 5 minutes before Mega Upload or whatever freaks the fuck out. So, how I think that we should get him the hell out of our dimension, right? Am I fucking right? Right?
I've never even talked to somebody from another dimension. I, like, didn't know that those existed before tonight. So, yeah, that's a good idea, sure, but how?
His assistant had some kind of box. I mean, it's the only thing. It looked like that controlled some of the stuff. I mean, if we can get that box, maybe we could have Tech look at it. Other than that, I have no idea how to even.
Sweet! Let's challenge his secondhand man to a fight. Grab the box, give it to IT. We make some sort of funky, hunky dory fucking EMP bomb thing that. I don't know, shuts him down. I don't know.
Well, we need a really good reason to get him to actually have. We'd have to really put on a show.
He didn't seem like much of a fighter.
If to get him out here, we'd have to give him a really good reason, or Mojo a really good reason to send him our way.
Okay, I've got it. We're going to blow up the city.
What?
We're going to blow up the city.
No, I'm.
We're going to blow up the fucking city. Say with me. We are going to blow up the fucking city.
Isn't that what we're trying to avoid?
That would end the show.
Yes.
Yes, but Mojo would probably also like the ratings of us blowing up the city.
No, Mojo, I think, more than anything else, what makes a great fucking show? Turnabout is fair play. When you have the hero become the villain, this time, we're making the villain the fucking hero. We're gonna blow up the city. Mojo doesn't get to do it. So he's gonna have to send somebody to stop us.
But you know,
otherwise, he doesn't have a fucking show.
We could do this as well, taking that idea. We need to make the audience feel that they are in danger. They don't give a crap, excuse my language, about our city. What if we convince them that by blowing up our city, it hurts them somehow? Make us public enemy number one to them as well. So then Mojo, by not sending people out to stop us, looks like a poor leader.
Okay, well, we're in shit show New Jersey. What the fuck do we have? Do we have any nuclear power plants? Do we have,
We have the therapist.
We had the therapist, but yeah, we can find her again.
Sure. She's lied. Why don't we just start lying? She's the most dangerous psychic around, and we are going to use the destruction of our city to amplify her abilities to destroy the minds of his dimension.
The camera.
Can't you do that?
I don't know.
Oh.
The camera. The camera's connected to their fucking world, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's our in. We take the camera hostage. The camera is our hostage. And we say that there's a way for us to send the explosion through the camera. The camera goes back. The explosion goes back with it. We become the bad guys. For real. We might have to kill a few cops. Just let them all over your head.
We're not going to kill a cop.
Okay.
But
just
I do want to point out that I have had some acting experience before. But if someone else wants to try their hand,
I'm going to die.
I would think that's a wise decision at doing the talking.
Didn't you take drama in So I Heard from a guy that I know? Same guy who told me about Pop-Tarts.
How did you know about that? Do you work in the dean's office? You totally look like one of those little snitches that works in the dean's office.
I do not work for the fucking dean, that shiny-headed prick who just tries to impose his will on everybody else and ground them down into little fine salt because he can't handle individuality. I don't work for that guy. Nor do I know him. So sell it. Scare the shit out of the camera when it finally gets here, and I think we got a couple minutes left at most.
One more minute left.
What do you say?
Okay.
So, what are we saying?
We're saying we're going to blow up the city, and we're going to hold on to the camera, and we bet that that Domo, Chrome, whatever, that he's going to have to come fight us himself. Or we'll end the show prematurely. We'll make this series a mini-series. It'll be like a Joss Whedon show.
We're gonna kill your everybody.
All the superheroes like, except for oh. Yeah.
Except me, because I'm like,
he wrote Toy Story.
Oh, that guy.
Did he?
Yeah, he was a writer on Toy Story.
He totally was.
Huh. Wow, now I want to rewatch that movie for like dark undertones.
Sid?
They're there.
Oh, the scene where the toys start like attacking him?
That shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
That was his only scene. Okay, great. So, yeah, let's capture the camera. Unless you guys have a better fucking idea.
Are you really going to capture the camera? I might be able to do that. I bet I can, like, move it and be like, yeah, look at my power. Because I can control your camera.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Fuck it. Everybody's scared by that. I mean, look at how well all of those Paranormal Activity movies sold. Everyone's scared when the camera's out of their control. Because
so
everyone's a fucking sheep.
What if they blink it out?
Then
it's really bad.
Yeah.
They can't
lose sponsorship.
Totally blink it out.
Blink it out, the camera. Like, ooh, threaten to say if they blinked out this camera... When they start camera, we capture one, and it's like, the moment you blink this back to you guys, that would send it back.
Mm-hmm.
And blow it up, so they don't want to blink out their cameras.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah, okay, you have to lie.
Yeah, you're gonna really go all in on this lie.
I'm standing behind it, like, I can see it's like, putting in, like, a nice little, like, foreboding atmosphere and looking as like evil as possible, and I'm just standing behind her, like glaring like a big henchman would, which is really. I've taken off my cardigan now to do this, but there are signs that I have like nice button-up shirt.
All right.
As before the cameras go out, I've been like quiet. You know, I got some quiet throws.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens when the cameras come up. I'm on board.
Oh, okay, cool. Fuck yeah, right? Unity, motherfucker. Right, unity. We're going to do this together. And then we're going to storm the police station. We'll talk about that later.
I think that's necessary.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later.
It's plan B. Camera comes back.
Yeah.
With a little note attached.
I take the note.
Okay. Do that again. Blowing up habits.
Oh, yeah? Citizens of the Mojoverse, it is I, Lodestone, addressing you, and I have a, what you might call a plot twist to distribute to all of you. I just want all of you to know that those of us here of the Earth dimension, we actually have some pretty sick powers.
I just kind of jump.
We all kind of jump, I think. It's like, oh, that was good. I mean,
bad.
Little do you know, but we have the ability to hurt you. So, what's going to happen is, we're challenging you. We are challenging Mojo's second in command, the Major Domo. He is going to come here and he is going to face us. You are so much more powerful than us, all of you, that surely one of Mojo's most trusted minions could take on four lowly earthlings. If he doesn't arrive, we blow up the town. We don't care. It's going to blow up anyway, right? So, if he doesn't show up, your show ends early. And if you try to mute this broadcast, we figured out your camera. We figured out your camera, and we can hurt you with it. Mutually assured destruction. Learned that in government class.
As she's going on with this, I'm like looking like horrified. And I'm like, no, I can't. I will not be a part of hurting even more innocent people.
You
guys are wrong with this. And I'm like, working on, like, flow out the window. Because, okay, here's what my character's thinking. If Mojo knows me, he knows I'm a hero.
Oh.
He knows I would never go along with, like, destroying the city, destroying everything else. I'm trying to help sell this.
Oh, okay.
And it's like right, the big is like, holy crap! You know, the hero guy is, you know, is breaking with them. They really mean this.
Like all right, it. I'm going to sell a little. I'll help sell it a little more. As you start yelling and you go towards the window, I jump down and I say, "Turn your back on the union, you fucking scab!" And I tackle him out the window. We both go tumbling down 5 stories into the wet street.
That is good television.
I turn towards you. And those 5 weeks of impromptu classes that I took in order to be better for my PSA. Every lesson that I learned, everyone that I've forgotten, seems to just come together for one 30-second spot of genuine, what you considered, okay.
Yeah. Community theater level acting. Go.
Community theater. Ma'am, they're probably there to try to... They're probably running to turn off the machine. I will stop them so we can still destroy Mojoverse!
And I'm turning and I'm running out the wall. I'm running out the door to go downstairs. And
suddenly I'm alone in the office and I have a moment of looking like, what just happened?
Turn away!
As proof of our powers, I can control Mojo's camera. And I'm going to use a... just like trying to move it over.
Don't
like
bother
a foot.
For that.
Yeah. Just like,
it's really hard, but you're able to do it. Its anti-grav system is just top notch. It's like,
Major Domo has 1 hour to meet us. If he does not, your show ends early. End broadcast.
It's from the camera, you hear a blink on your whole. Then you hear, dun, dun, dun. Apparently, the camera has a soundboard.
Okay. Real quick, you guys. So, a little past 8 now.
Yeah, it's a good place to
start. Anytime you say that, like, dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Works for me.
This is a game we gotta continue again.
Yes.
Maybe next week?
Yeah. Now that we know that we have to have dice for this.
next week,
bring all of the dice.
I feel like we should post to the writer of the creator of Part-Time Gods. And be like, look, I know we complained about the complexity and like obscure nature of the mechanics in your game. We just want to say we're sorry.
We never complained about the mechanics. We complained about the way the book was set.
This book is set up
very nicely.
Yes, definitely.
But the mechanics,
it's just fucking complicated.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching Billy a lot of the time. I could tell how displeased you were with how difficult the mechanics were the lower your lip got from your guy.
I had no idea what was some of the stuff going on. I got into it afterwards. I think
when I get to roll 25 D6s, bam.
But the two matter.
But still.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of getting the
hang
of it.
And he has the opportunity to give me a shitload of plot points.
Yeah.
And it addresses that in the rules. It's like, yeah, it could cause a lot of collateral damage. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what all the ones are. It's like, yeah, you fucked up shit that you probably didn't want to fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But you had the chance to attack 25 people at once.
Yeah.
By people, I mean robots.
Yeah. And honestly, when we're making this game took a lot of preparation. Like, I don't generally do... Yeah, honestly, my games are usually like, I write 10
pretty
sentences. And only half of them get used as I start making stuff up on the fly. This game, especially for... Even making enemies requires preparation, thinking over their powers and stuff like that. And thank God the book was able to handle that for me, because otherwise I would have just ripped out my hair. Like, I think, especially with the stars, like, in each section, like, in the power section, here's his power, and there's a little section, oh, but if you're a watcher, your enemies would have this. If you're a specialty, oh, if you're a watcher, the enemies would have this. So basically, in the same way you can create a character from each part of the book, the same way you can create a watcher from each part. Like, especially, honestly, Warhammer 40K,
mm-hmm.
but, like, all the enemy parts and everything are in the end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, oh, there's this power here, oh, has this power, I need to check back to the front of the book, to sign out, oh, this power does this, alright, back, oh, the enemy also has Dual Wielding. what does that work? And I have to go back and forth. This is pretty easy, simple. So, like, it still took me a while to create all the characters, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I enjoyed it. Actually kind of enjoyed it, and it helped me actually focus on where I wanted the story to go.
Yeah, this is this game system, I think, is probably one of the first and only game systems I've played where I would prefer and have absolutely no problem with playing pre-gen games. Like, you get a packet, you run the packet, mm-hmm. and then we kind of play with it.
And you know, that actually might...
The second
game
actually just came out. They've got the Civil War game.
This actually might help me on what my point was. And this was all, you know, we got together and we said, this is the characters we want to play. I mean, we didn't really have any communal storytelling of what we wanted to do. We said, this is what we have, and then you kind of threw us all together.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine, this is the first time.
Yeah.
I think it would, next time we get the chance to play this again, because I kind of want to try this again,
mm-hmm.
If we did have that storytelling of, where are we? Okay, you guys are kids at the Xavier Institute,
mm-hmm.
and you are training the X-Men or something like that, and get that, oh, this is our power level, this is what our environment is,
mm-hmm.
this is how we interact, and this is how we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting that all out of the way...
Mm-hmm.
I think, so it's not like, okay, you guys are walking through a dungeon, you run into each other, it's more of a, you guys know each other, or this, how do you know each other?
Mm-hmm.
I think this, and especially the Fate system as well, it requires a little bit more group storytelling in the very beginning
mm-hmm.
to know the setting and everything, because I think it is the power level of the, you know, we didn't know each other's power levels
mm-hmm.
going in, we had an idea, but... there's a difference between like from zero powers to don't be godlike.
mm-hmm.
So knowing that direction of what everything would have been, I think it would have been a little bit more solid. And not that I'm blaming this, I think this was a good test run, and I actually do want to finish this campaign as well.
Mm-hmm.
But next time we do play this, I would really like to say, okay, let's
almost do something like we did for the first of
Dresden. Yeah, like the first
yes.
Dresden came, and we're like, you guys, I don't care if it's like. You, how do we know each other? And this is the power level, and then us kind of work together. It's like, hey, I can turn into stone. It's like, okay, you can turn into stone, but you can't turn into metal. Like, just kind of work with each other so we all know that we all have the same power level, so it's more of a we work together as a team or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for this.
This system also reminded me actually a lot of Fate and
Dresden,
and that whole the distinction and, you know.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of like, you know, I'm going to use an aspect of my character, you know, of his personality and of who he is, not just his powers, but who he is to affect my, you know, what I actually do, my dice pools and all.
That. The mechanics, they got easier as we went along. It's still a little bit confusing at points. I'm always feel like an idiot when I can't fully grasp it's like, this is a game, why am I an idiot, you know? But no, I mean, I like I said, I do want to try the system. I do want to finish this game, but I do want to try this system where we get a little bit more, and this is like my fault as well because I didn't even email you this entire week because I've been busy, but where we actually just say, okay, spend an hour quickly, or let's, like we did with Obsidian. That was a really good site. We had an Obsidian site where we made our own wiki of like, this is our Dresden characters, what do you think? And we all worked together. We posted something, and then we were able to pretty much start fairly quickly. We might want to consider doing that again, and at least getting... Next time we try this, because I'm kind of curious. I think at the end we started getting into how to play these things.
Yeah.
I'll say the one thing I wonder is whether this is a system that would work long term for us, because it is so orient, like all of your stats are so oriented around like combat.
Yeah.
Yo, what would I have rolled for that amazing speech that I just gave?
Valid point.
Yeah. I actually could cobble something together because clearly I ended up being solo. I'm afraid to be weak, so I was making a show of being strong, and I menace expert because I was trying to get in people's head. So I could have cobbled something together, but we're a group that likes to talk. You know, social attacks. Like even my mourner character, my favorite one, who's built just to like kick ass, she's got a lot of social things going on to try to intimidate people before she ever has to draw a blade.
But if we are just role players and we love talking, I mean, it's kind of nice to have something where we trust each other enough to play our characters to
mm-hmm.
see if we're good enough at like Otto, like I could have done some speaking stuff, but instead I decided, it's like, no, he just sucks at speaking in public.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the guy to do it. But it is kind of cool if we just want to say, like, no, you guys want to act like you're a politician? Say something. And if I'm entertained,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then you win. I mean, we do that kind of anyways with the way we play anyways.
Yeah.
It's a very different sort of system. What do you, I mean, I don't know if I like it or don't. It's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, to me, it just reminds me a lot of the same, working the same kind of parts of my brain that is utilized when learning a new language. Like, I feel like, no, seriously, like, the very beginning, like, we learned how to say, I am cake. And then we...
You went to a different nursery school than I did.
I grew up on the streets.
there's a lot of streets. Cake.
Where there's a lot of cake, yeah. No, but you
gotta get to the cake tree.
Yeah, this one's for Joe. I don't know where. Oh, yeah, well, you guys are keeping yours. This is mine.
Okay.
Which is why I've been like scratching myself, wondering how I should say stop. No, this one's mine. That's why I was not. If it was yours, I would not be like.
But at the beginning, like we got some very basic things, like, you know, top to bottom when you're in a conflict, and then later on, we're slowly like, oh, this is how we make. This is how we make situations or the cards in the center of the table that people can use. I can't remember, complications and things. And then later we're like, okay, so there's two different kinds. There's assets which are good for us, or complications which are bad. Slowly but surely, I feel like at this point we figured out how to say basic sentences, but we don't have punctuation or past perfect participle. excuse me.
It was a very unique idea when you use Mojo first. I'm like, oh, that does work. Like, a really quick, like, for a test game, like, to get us together and playing the combat.
Yeah.
When you brought in Mojo, I'm like...
Okay, non-comics person, who the fuck is Mojo?
He is exactly how he is.
Yeah.
He's
just,
like, this is like a Marvel thing?
It's a Marvel character.
Okay.
He is a person from another dimension. A person from another dimension whose his entire dimension is devoted to television. And they go to different dimensions to just record.
And
he is exactly what Jesus is
playing. Yeah, he makes fights.
Whereas all
happen.
I'm thinking is like, all right, so he's President Snow, and we've been put in the arena, and these are the other tributes.
Yep.
Amazing.
Something close to that. They make a good show out of it.
Oh, yeah, and you pull in the fucking pita. How's the baby?
Oh, yeah, I was trying to, like, how do we make this a good show? So I just started throwing things. But no.
That was, I thought that was really fun.
Oh.
Stop it, Billy.
Deep breath.
Okay, but no, I think it was. I think it's a good analogy. It's like I don't know if I like
the
system or not.
You know, it's a language that isn't very far off from what we already know. So it's like we understand the whole adding, different stats together, and we've played Cortex games before, so we get the idea of using dice to represent the stats.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this has never been put together in this way before for us.
I'll be honest. I kind of want to remake a character, like try a new character. I mean, I wasn't, you know, Otto was an idea just because it's like, it's simple. I do have an urge to say, I actually want to sit down and say, let's make an actual something, you know, a little bit more something I can see my teeth in. Because after a while, it's like, I like the system. I just don't know. I'm still getting used to it, but I'm actually kind of interested about trying to actually. Give this a try. Give this a chance on a story level.
I can definitely understand why people are adapting this system to like just do all sorts of different crazy things. Because I think, like, especially with the power sets option, if you're playing in a non-super heroic setting, there's a lot of room there to be like, okay, here's my my combat power set, and here's my social power set, or something like that, or just. Any sort of thing where there might be multiple levels for RP. So, like, I know, for example, people have been adapting this for Mass Effect. And I know, a huge part of Mass Effect is clearly the combat, because everyone wants to go be the Space Marine. Clearly, the way that Mass Effect made a name for itself was in... You're distracting me by petting the cat. it is because of the social interactions and the ability to build relationships. And I bet there's a lot of room in this system, or the idea for this system, to build up, you know, milestones related to your social standing and the relationships you're building, and having different stunts related to, oh, I'm trying to romance somebody, or, no, I'm sticking it to the man, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I something that was interesting when we were creating the character, because again, I only played Spider-Man before, and he was a really well-balanced character. And I think One of the things that occurred to me is that there are a lot of lines on the character sheet, but there's no indicator of whether or not you should use them all.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping me from making this character a fucking expert at everything. There's no indicator of whether... There's basically no limit. It's weird. The actual game is so based around this interrelated currency of dice that rolled a one and plot points. Like, there's this constant currency going around, this constant economy. But actually making a character totally lacks the economy of any character creation.
It does. And like, it also...
No, I was just going to say, like, for instance, like, something when we all make characters for other games, you know you have limits on what they're capable of. So you start to really kind of divest. So, for instance, you make a combat character, but you're like, but he's also going to be, you know, he's going to be kind of sweet, because I don't want to be totally asked out if there's a social role. So you start, you still have to assign things to social and intellectual pursuits. With this, as we found, you are encouraged to make a combat character, but then should something come up where you're like, well, my character should know how to talk about this, but I can't, because there's nothing on the sheet. Because I don't know about you guys, but like, I felt like after making my kinetics power, a lot of them are D10s, I was like, you know what, I'm going to chill out on the specialties, because I want there to be some balancing. There was no balancing. There was no fucking balancing. I could have gone crazy with these powers, and I could have made a character who was both a kinetic and a fucking psychic, and none of y'all motherfuckers would have worked.
That's why I go back to the story. It really feels like we have to all agree on like what our limit is, because I don't know what a weak character in this is, who that is, or what our limitations are. I mean, like, it's kind of like when I was telling this girl said who wanted to be able to walk through walls as well, because she can make herself lighter than air. And I'm like, just because your powers is, in my case, super strength, it doesn't mean I can lift everything because I'm super strong. I have to have a limit. And in this, it's like, I don't know what my limits are.
What's stopping you from the watcher and the other players? And if everybody else is playing, you know, different variations on like Iron Fist and and all those like sort of street level superheroes, and you go ahead and make the fucking Silver Surfer, the watcher's probably gonna go like, you know what? Actually,
Your character can surf.
If there's water, maybe.
You're playing in New Mexico, sorry.
And his skin is blue because of silver poisoning. He's been drinking the water with the silver.
That's actually going to happen next week.
But that's, but that's the thing, the limits are imposed by the players. You all yourselves decide, are we playing a cosmic level game, or are we playing a, fighting gangs in the streets?
So it depends on, determines on, how comfortable the players are with each other and what they can
do. I mean, you can also place down some hard limits in the sense of, for example, you could have said, sorry, no powers above D8. D8 level or lower.
I would also I also want to point out to me, it's like, I was trying to make a character, it's like, what's considered godlike? I could guess like 12.
D12. Yeah. They actually have it ranked like D12 is godlike. D10 is superhuman. D8 is enhanced. D6 is like just super, like the best a human could possibly do.
Okay, so I guess that's where I get a look at. And if you look like, at what is super? Like what's super, but what is?
That's philosophy.
there's a difference. It almost seems to me to say, yes, I have super strength where I can lift a tank.
The power descriptions actually give you some pretty decent descriptions. Like an intangibility power says, if you've got intangibility D6, it means you can sort of like push through things, or you can sort of take your molecules out of shift a bit. Intangibility D8 means, okay, you can like turn into liquid. Intangibility D10 means, all right, you can phase out and bullets go right through you with no effect. Intangibility D12 is like nothing, not even energy weapons. You're effectively not there. And the rest, same with the rest of the powers. They actually do give you a general idea of, what the difference is between, say, Blaster Boy's blast power, and again, going back to fucking cosmic level, the Silver Surfer's power cosmic blast.
Okay.
In this situation, actually, what I think would really, and I know he'd want to wrap soon, Jesus, so I'll speak quick. Something that occurred to me is if they doubled the lines on distinctions and they had two categories, superhero you and normal you.
Yeah.
Suddenly, a person who goes to college for, like, public speaking, but her superhero persona is of being a giant hammer-wielding badass, could still fall back on an actual social ability. Because the three distinctions were, I think, arguably the most used, honestly. Because like, every time you think, like, shit, I can't do anything, or at least myself, I went to distinctions and specialties. And I totally, you know, fuck the power sets. Like, the power sets, I know exactly what they do. They don't help here. And that's when I realized, like, oh, I made a character who literally can't talk. That's really like, not anything. Like, there should be, like, a little... So, but if there was a division, there'd be, like, the superhero me, and then the normal me would be like, oh, look, but my character, I would put rabble-rouser. And I'd be like, anytime we're talking about politics, I can talk circles around somebody with my fucking crazy black block, like, extremist mentality.
Class. I can throw out terms like mutually assured destruction.
I know. Well done.
Yeah, it does definitely feel like you're making a superhero instead of making a person.
Yeah.
But isn't that kind of the point of the game? Or playing Marvel superheroic role-playing?
True. But for instance, like, Spider-Man is quick-witted. But he's not quick-witted because he's Spider-Man. He's quick-witted because inside that's Peter Parker talking through a spider mask.
Yeah, which I get.
You know?
But at the same time, that quick-witted thing, in game terms, you're using it to, you know, outwit enemies and, you know, and...
Totally.
And talk them into knots so that you can punch them in the face.
Yeah. Totally. I just think that there should be more distinction.
No.
So you can
I'm with you on that. But then I guess what I'm saying is, like, at this game, it feels like it's designed for you to basically make asking heroes, and I think that's by design.
Okay,
yes. I think that's what the game is. You're supposed to make asking heroes and go out and kick ass.
So
I just kind of wish
it,
that
it's our group. Then, well,
we
just like to, get our ass kicked a lot. But, you know, at the end, come in and save the day. You know,
usually through diplomacy, if at all possible.
It's actually in the book. They actually say, like, the role playing aspect is mainly should be handled mainly by the group. Like, this game is more about your superhero kicking butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say I'm okay with it because we're a group that is that knows each other's limits and can do role playing. And there's no one character is gonna be like, I want to destroy all things. Yay.
I think it's just, like, we are a group that loves role-playing. We sink our teeth into systems that let us play around.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're a little bit nervous because suddenly we don't have the fallback of rules.
Yes.
We're like, wait a second, we actually can do anything, and there's no mechanic to stop me from deciding that, no, we're going to play a huge mind game on the TV universe. It's like, there's no mechanic to stop us from saying whatever we want. There's no test whether that gets through. It's just us deciding as a group and you as the watcher whether this works.
Yeah, so, as soon as you pulled it, I'm like, this is a gruesome idea, but how the hell am I going to pull that off?
Yeah, so it's just, I think we've said it about... other systems where every once in a while it's like we're paralyzed by choice. It's like there's so many systems that kind of railroad you into one path and we get used to that. We rail against it. We hate it, but we get used to it. So as soon as there's a wide open system, we're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I don't know. Like, I think for, I guess the intelligence and the social aspect is the only thing that really is missing. Yeah, not missing, but yeah, we kind of have to just like watch ourselves. Like,
yeah,
without
being prompted, we didn't look for it. I think at least myself when I made the character, without being prompted, I didn't look for it. There is a specification called smartest guy in the room, you know, stuff like that. Like, you can make somebody social or smart, but without being prompted, being reminded, by the way, this is generally, these are the aspects of a human being that you should consider. I was like, ass kicking.
No, that's the thing, because in most of the games, there is a specific area of your character that is the social area or the mental area or whatever. In this case, there's no really, like, that division doesn't exist. There's the possibility for you to make it, but if, you know, again, you know, you're never prompted for it.
True.
You know.
But
yeah. So, like I said, game, a lot of this, my opinion at least, working as designed.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, guys, I just checked my watch. It's May 5th. Tequila?
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo.
Fascinating, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wanna
well,
sign
well,
us out
well,
there?
All right. This is a SuperDefendable.com roleplaying podcast. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.